You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the game!
I just started.
They are mics.
Oh, now I'm chewing.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok
Everybody put the mics in your mouth.
I'm at the top of moving a ladder.
Self-discovery part 4. I didn't come up with the title for this one because it's really just a continuation of the last game.
That's a pretty good title.
So it's actually 3.5.
The bacon.
Yeah.
What?
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 Pass over the bacon.
There you go. Right.
There was actual bacon.
Don't we do Vincent D'Onofrio impressions during the last
game? Our intrepid heroes had infiltrated the Fajing mining colony of the cleverly named FJ-0035.
You were that joke gets me every time.
Joke.
Never mind.
Garbage.
You were looking for Deborah Wells.
Stop kissing up to God, Ed. I mean, Will.
Well,
you were looking for Deborah Wells, a firewall operative who literally had the key to Proxy Steele's mind.
Yes.
You spoke to her, and you had to get the key from her locker in the morning, and then...
Now the bitch got to bugging her.
Maybe.
There's a good chance.
We don't know that.
Well, we just know she's gone.
We know that.
Those people we rescued told us everyone had them, didn't they?
She has a bug in her. She can. Will's very defensive of Deborah Wells.
Will likes Deborah Wells.
Maybe Amir has a crush.
A bug in her butt.
And then you found out millipedal alien bugs were infecting people and taking over their brains and being just generally awful and terrifying.
Yeah, they were.
One stabbed Will a bunch of times.
Yes. But then Ryan killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ryan.
Before I had a chance
gave
to kill
you a
it.
Res point for that.
All right.
And I've got a lot of stress.
Yes. It's been a very stressful evening.
I've got a lot of everything.
Yes. So why don't we just start? We'll just go around and say, just say who you are and who you're playing. Start with Will.
I don't want
I am Will. I'm playing Amir Sekatawi.
I'm Ryan. I'm playing Lucas Guerra.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Damien.
I am Jemez, and I'm playing Elise Menendez.
Derek here playing Dalton.
Eddie here playing Doc Skelox.
And I'm Meyer, playing a guy named Gavin.
I just forgot your name for a second.
You forgot your name.
I thought I had more time to use these
microphones.
Okay.
We're going to talk slower next time.
Yeah.
You should introduce yourself, too. I'm Alex, and I'm God.
I'm Alex, and I'm the ruiner of good things.
This is my world, baby.
No. Not the ruiner of good things. The guy who makes
the
everyone sad.
The ruiner of your lives?
We're terrified.
You don't make me sad, Alex.
Shut up, Ed. You're not getting any extra risk.
I saw him hug Will once, so he makes Will happy.
You're not making it sad. That means you have to try harder.
Ed, your puppy died.
Oh, that was too hard.
You have big hands and nobody loves you.
All right.
You should find out you were adopted.
All right, so at the very last moment...
No talent hack.
I'm going to make you walk
That's
home,
That's a stupid
Ed.
Hat.
Okay, it's enough. You're sad.
Ed's head just got like closer and closer to the table with every word.
What's it like living in your mom's basement?
Wait, I don't anymore. I live in her house.
Hey, you moved out of the basement. It's a step in the right direction.
Okay, so when we last left off, you guys had managed to free the 10 synth morphs who were imprisoned by the infected people for some reason. Did they tell you why?
They tried to shove the thing in his mouth and didn't work.
Right, yes.
They're
immune. They're didn't take.
They're resistant.
Because they're synths.
Yes. So that's where we left off. You just unlock the door and let them out.
So you
like
need...
The synths? Oh, well, you... Synth.
Yeah, the synth on here.
You didn't unlock the door yet.
Thank God.
You were talking to them through the door.
Right.
No, I
had
no.
to control
let
the
them
door.
Out.
They control the door.
Yeah,
you,
to, you didn't let them out yet.
No.
I thought we let them out and gave them guns.
The synth right here. Who would have a plan?
Okay, well, you don't have enough guns to evolve.
Yeah,
they're not getting any guns.
No, we have the guns.
I'm keeping mine. They can't borrow any.
Yeah, we'll so give them a lead pipe or something.
All right, so you let them out. We'll pick up there. Okay. You let them out.
I know it's
one of them comes up to you. Which one of you is closest to the
door? Did you make me into a bear?
Not me.
I guess it'd be squirrel. Me since I let them out.
Yeah, one of them comes up to you, Jim. Oh, thank you.
Okay, I thought you were going to punch me.
Shakes your hand.
No. Okay.
Thank you. Oh, we've been in there for days.
Thanks for reminding me, Meyer.
Elise kind of winks at him. It's no problem.
Look, we have to get out of here. Call the authorities.
Well, we need something before we leave.
I'll get into that.
What's yes, the authorities will likely just vaporize this place. We need
good.
Yes, but we need something before that happens.
What do you need?
We're looking for a girl?
Yes. Miss Wells?
Deborah?
Yes.
Well, is she okay?
Well, that's we're not what sure. We'd like to know.
Well, have you tried calling her?
Yes.
She's down in the mines. No response.
Oh, man. That can't be good.
Actually, we really just need to get into the vault.
Well, you need her passcode to open her box.
I can do that.
Oh, that reminds me. Where's the hungry beaver?
He decided he didn't want to come.
Then no. He's going to fall on my face.
I will get Will.
I'm sorry to laugh at the 13-year-old right. Humor, well, but goddamn.
We could always try to hack it without her.
I suppose so.
I have a feeling it's not going to be that easy, though. Where is the vault?
What kind of encryption do they have on it?
It's a standard. it's your basic alphanumeric data pad entry. They figured it was the easiest and cheapest way that they can make the boxes secure without having to get something as intensive as a brain scan. Everyone has a code. It's like a safety deposit box sort of thing.
Least cracks or uncles, and that's where I excel in.
How many digits?
Depends. Usually like 6 or 7.
Oh.
Makes it more difficult.
That makes it entirely difficult.
I'm sorry.
I thought he was going to say 258.
This is getting better all the time.
I believe in you, darling.
Thanks, Han.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Ed's been hitting on things.
Wouldn't happen to be a quantum computer on the station, would there?
In real life and in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we don't have a quantum computer. We're a mining colony.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I asked him, I was Oliver James in real life and in the game.
Yes.
I want to try the bacon, but I don't want much. No. Everyone's always bashing around.
I'm going to grab us a shuttle and get us out of here. Are you guys coming?
How far do you think a shell's going to get you out of here? A shell's not going to go far.
Far enough, man. We're in the belt.
We have a ship, well, but one of them is on it.
We rescued you. Why don't you go get a ship, and when we're done here, you can return the favor.
What do you mean?
Pick us up when we're done.
Just take a shuttle.
Do you want to wait for us?
Well, there's more than one shuttle.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Okay.
Give us some keys.
Yes, but if they have control over the station system. Well, do you really think you're going to get far on a shuttle?
That should be priority one. We have Elise infiltrate the station security and shut everything down or get it under our control.
Didn't you get yourself admin privileges on the station system, James?
I did.
Yes,
I did admin.
Yes. The answer to that question.
Oh, no. You got access, but you didn't get admin.
Correct.
I got access to the security cameras. I got access.
Damn it, James. Right. When someone asks you, you have admin privileges, you should have a
yes!
We got the tools. We got the talent.
I don't want to be caught on a lie. We do record these things.
Sure, we can go back.
By the time you caught, you would be too late to fix it.
No.
Because you're in, James, it will be easier to get admin privileges.
Okay.
If you wanted to try doing that.
I guess.
All right. So give me InfoSec minus 10.
Roll well, 10. Sir.
42 out of 75. I got the meaning of life, so that should work.
Mm-hmm. You are the admin.
Yay!
I think we should make garbage back on the
I think we should make an R&R rule that a 42 is an automatic crit.
Just one?
No. Always.
House rule should be.
I like that.
I said no.
Well, it's in my game.
Pass the picture, Ryan.
All right. Any time I roll a 42, I'm just going to tell you it's double
pass
odds
the
of them.
Picture, Ryan.
Oh, sorry.
So what are you guys going to do? James has admin privileges.
The picture yet.
What does that get us?
I didn't even get to play with the picture.
Here you go.
Ooh, a squirrel.
A squirrel.
Is there any way to find out what's going on our ship from here? Without just radio contact and getting a hold of the mechanic?
I mean, yeah, you could, you know, you have access to your ship.
Right, so James should be able to, since he has admin privileges on the station, I'm assuming they have some kind of antenna array. You know, yeah. They can...
Ooh, you can just open the doors and vent the mechanic.
That's
it.
That's on our ship.
Yeah. There's nobody else on our ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just jettison the mechanic.
See if you can. If he's doing anything suspicious there, vent him to space.
And if he's not doing anything suspicious, vent him to space.
And
we'll find out if he's suspicious. Whether if there's a millipede that's floating around in space afterwards.
As of right now, we assume that everybody on the station was infected by these silver fuckers. That's all there is.
Well, according to the security feed that I had my thingy scroll through.
Right.
My thingy. Muse. There it is. You're my muse.
Right.
Search the security
Will's
feeds.
My muse.
Yeah, I had it search. It said practically, what was it? Practically everybody.
Practically. That's what I'm saying. We have to assume
you
everyone
and
is.
Ed's imaginary friend.
Which is why splitting up is a bad idea, which we discussed last time.
Right.
Now, we're talking about jettisoning the mechanic that's fixing our spaceship. Yeah. Well, I think we should do it.
But our ship's not actually broken, which worked out great.
Give me a perception check minus 20 while you're debating this.
All right.
98.
Wait, what is my perception?
23 out of 30.
Trauma thing.
Perception.
That's all.
Oh, no, sorry. That's
70,
all
60,
oh, yeah, I failed
59,
that.
Baby.
So minus 10, minus
I failed.
Including all your traumas and wounds?
I don't have any traumas and wounds.
26 out of 50. I perceive
I'm a cold bitch.
All right, everyone who perceived it.
29. I got an 11. It's way louder than 10.
I am definitely not paying attention to hurt.
I rolled 100.
All right.
That's the best you can do.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? I thought it was terrible.
No, 99.
99 is the worst.
No, it's not 100. It goes from 0 to 99.
It's double aughts.
Well, I
so
did
it's a double aught. That's a critical success.
I did well. I did good, though. I was afraid for a second.
So, Meyer and James, you hear
and
footsteps
me.
Coming around.
And Chris.
Chris, you didn't get the crit.
Oh. I realized that... Meyer also got a crit.
Yes, he got a super crit. He knows exactly how much the guy weighs who's coming around
the
corner.
You guys hear footsteps and the odd sounds of that those insects make. Chris, you hear boom, boom as the lights start to go boom, 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 boom out.
Out.
They're blowing out or going out?
Going out.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better.
At least get those back on.
Fix that, admin.
All right.
I should do it.
Elise, you pop the lights back on.
What do we see?
You can see the things running towards you.
Oh, Jesus.
That's fine.
Two obs. The British are coming.
That's right.
It's one of those cheap fucking Bioshock ambushes.
You knew it was coming. It's not an ambush if you know it's coming.
Initiative?
I like the Dead Space ambush that Will got last week better.
The Dead Space?
The next room we go in is just going to fill
Will,
with smoke. And we're gonna...
Oh, right. Something is stabbing you.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it's actually...
Dead Space
it's
ambush.
Three of the quote-unquote regular ones, and two of the ones that were having fun with Will.
Mm-hmm. Fun with Will.
Stabby fun with Will.
I'm here, go for those. You're the best at that.
Oh, we got to roll initiative.
Let's throw them here at them and...
Before you roll initiative, you have like a turn's worth of time to decide what you want to do. Are you going to try to kill them?
We know what I'm doing.
All right, so if you guys are going to fight,
what's our other option here? Run?
Are there walls or doors?
Away. You're not going to run fast enough.
On them or slow them down?
No, it's like a big circular.
It's a circular. All right, no, there's nothing there.
There are doors coming off of it that you can go into, but nothing you can put between you and them.
I think we're going to have to kill them all anyway, so.
We're down to 30, by the way.
We're going to shoot, like, okay, is there a...
Kill 30, we're down.
Real fast, is there a door we can get into that's not this jail?
It's not really a jail. It's just sort of a storage room that they threw them all in.
Oh, they locked it out, okay.
We've killed 15.
All right.
There's six of them and, what is it, 17 of us, and I think more than half are unarmed.
Mm-hmm.
What weapons do they have? Can we see or no? Or are they
the ones that have the silver arms jutting out of their... some of you haven't seen those ones yet. Everyone but Ryan and Will, give me a strength.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Yeah, I think we all saw Will get
no, they didn't.
No, you guys were too far away.
Only, only Will and I saw the
I
marble.
Didn't see it. I was just shooting at it.
Is that Will times three?
Yeah.
I'm about to go more crazy.
An 11 should be good.
Yeah.
That's a 30 out of 45.
Oh, 17 13, out of 45.
I'm okay. 2 out of 60.
All right, so you all take one.
That's good.
Dalton spits and goes, "That's one ugly critter."
Yes.
I've seen worse.
They have the giant worm heads with the weird...
That's stress,
okay.
Right?
Figure
stress.
Thing.
Stress is stress. Yes. Stress. Okay, I got
the
one.
Big silver spike arms.
Yep.
I love spike arms.
Oh, my God.
They look a little worse up close. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, when you guys were fighting them, the worms were still inside the bodies.
Right.
Okay.
I wasn't fighting them.
You weren't.
Still going to shoot a piece, though.
Okay, so Ryan, what was your initiative?
12.
Will?
Shit.
Ryan.
On my initiative?
Meyer?
15.
All right, throw him out.
13. 20.
16.
20, Derek?
Yeah. I wasted a nice roll
James?
On that one.
10.
All right.
And I'm 16.
I heard you.
Sweet.
Will's only 16 going on 17.
Sweet
I don't know the rest of the words for that.
Will gets together.
Well, we're not going to start singing that one.
Yeah. That's why I stopped there.
Fuck, he's fine.
He gets a $500,000 an episode from 2.5 million. Pretty good. It's a minute. The guy who plays Ducky was on 2.5 million.
It's true.
All right.
Among other things, he was in his career.
The ones without the worms sticking out of their chests are going at 10, and the ones with the big arms are going at 8.
Hooray. Right.
Okay.
So, Derek, you are up first.
Before combat starts.
Oh, yeah. All the synthmorphs are running the fuck away.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah. Okay.
Before combat starts, we all decide we're going to fight, and Lucas goes, "Lady and gentlemen, aim for the ugly."
All right.
I only have grenades, so that's all I'm going to be using.
Yeah.
All
right.
Derek, you're first.
All right, I'm shooting at one target, two guns.
One target. What target?
What's first?
They're all sort of in a... I mean, they're not really much further.
I'll shoot
actually,
one of
the two ugly ones are
that's
further
heavy.
Ahead.
I'll shoot one of the big ugly ones then.
All right.
Oof. That would be a 77 and a 81.
All right.
Out of 90, I'm okay.
Yeah, you hit it. Go for damage.
All right.
And the first one's armor defeated because you got a crit.
Uh-huh.
Yay!
Okay, so the first gun is... Okay. Sorry, because I have to refer what I have versus the other one I have. Okay. 12. Second gun, 19.
All right, so 12 on the first one. What's the AP on the second gun?
Hold, please. That would be minus 10.
Minus 10. You rolled 19?
Yes.
12. All right, yeah, he is uncomfortable.
Can I seduce
Could you take
them?
Any longer doing that?
He could.
This didn't.
Don't tempt
break
him.
Off.
Uh-oh. Next up is Will.
Yes.
Will is getting a drink at the moment.
Yeah, Derek, you just go... and it screams, this unearthly, horrifying scream.
To scream, the most horrible scream.
As you blow both of its human legs off.
Wow!
As you blow.
He wasn't using them anyway.
He was.
Well, not for now.
Knees are overrated.
Yeah. Well, the guy was...
Am I still hanging on Ryan?
What?
Am I still hanging on Ryan?
You're conscious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, you can stand.
You can stand.
You just hurt like a motherfucker.
Is he getting flashed?
Isn't he missing something?
Yeah.
No, he's missing
something.
Oh, I'm going to try him.
Does Amir get flashbacks of 2 seconds ago?
Well, I have my pistol out, so...
So he goes to get flashbacks. So what are you doing?
Like, are you shooting yourself in the belt?
Which one?
The one that's closest.
The one that Derek almost murdered with his one shot.
Two shots.
The other one that's fine. And the other one with the big arms that's fine. And then there are three guys that you can't see the worms running at you with guns.
I'm going for burst fire.
For damage or to hit?
I would go for to hit.
To hit.
Damn it.
Okay.
Wounded.
Right, so I get what?
Which one are you shooting?
I am shooting the one that he almost killed.
No, you don't get an extra die. You get plus 10 to hit.
Plus 10, yeah. Okay.
And then minus all your penalties.
Okay, so I'm sure the one that's that he
okay
by against your will.
So what are your wounds? How many wounds do you have?
Two. So I have minus 20.
And then plus 10, so you're at minus
10.
What about traumas?
Oh, minus 30. Damn.
Hey, you're that guy who murdered murdered that woman. Who killed that
so you're at minus 40?
Wait, if I... All right. If I do full armor, that increase my...
It will be plus 30 to hit, but that's pretty much your entire
you think you're expected? Or, like, your reason?
Yeah, I have more
shots. Oh, no, that's right. Okay. I was just dumbfounded for a minute.
You're
and then I got over
it. It's 10 shots.
So I'll do... I'll do full auto. All
right, so that's plus 30 to hit. So that negates your penalty.
Okay.
How much stress does Amir have for getting destroyed by a thing?
The appropriate amount.
Yeah.
No, didn't hit.
All right, you miss. And you'd have to spend your next action to reload.
Reload.
Stop, yeah, no.
No, I right. Just shoot up the side of the screen.
Shoot to the left of the screen a little bit.
Why isn't it reloading?
Click, 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 click.
Meyer, you're next.
I do nothing, no. I guess I'll shoot my agonizer.
Which, the one that's hurt?
I don't know, I'll just shoot anything.
Shoot one of the metal ones, because that'll...
Yep. They're bigger and better.
A metal one, then.
With your microwave gun.
All right. Yeah.
That'll fuck it up good and proper.
Are you going on agonizer or roast?
I'll go on...
Do we want cooked slug or exploded slug?
Roast.
All right, so that one actually does damage. So roll a hit.
Yep.
So we're putting him on a pedestal. Energy. We're going to make fun of him.
Wait, are you going for the one that Derek hurt or the unhurt one?
There's two of them left only.
I don't know. What do you guys
think? Two big ones and three.
There were three guys with... We can't see the worms. Yeah, they're still humanoid. And then two worms.
Wait,
Derek blew the human legs off of one of them, and the other one's still standing. And
the one with no human legs is just crawling towards you now with its...
Right.
Silver metal.
Right, this is even more disturbing.
Yeah. T2 style.
Yeah, I'll shoot the weak one. So then I think
we just need
awesome.
Okay.
Like, Malibu,
so roll your energy weapons.
Going for the kill shot?
Yeah.
Go!
Or maybe some rum that isn't for women. 14
to 35. Pineapple and
fruit. Alright, you beat his fray.
Yay!
So roll for damage.
Malibu's 28 pro.
Okay, then yeah, we definitely should be on the same.
Nice. Black rum?
28
D10. Kraken?
Kraken.
This is 2 D10s.
Alright. Pineapple.
Give me your D10s, your butt.
Well, that's a nice butt.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking something
14. 2 sevens.
Right,
double sevens. 77.
Minus 5 AP.
Yep.
Yeah, you kill him.
Nice.
I'm the greatest person in the world.
It just screams an unearthly agony. It screams so loud it hurts your ears as it just collapses and smoke starts seeping out under its carapace.
After I kill smell him, nice. I'm going to blow... No. I'm just going to blow the smoke up my gun.
There's no smoke.
I'm going to just blow it on it like cool.
Okay. Meyer is at 15. 13 is Ed and Chris.
He burns his lips. Says his lips.
Is there something I can hide myself in?
What you're seeing here, friends, is called a cherry picker.
Yeah, you're going to jump in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to call him Blister. He shows up when the work is done.
What can I roll to make sure that I
can't see me?
I'm going to conceal myself.
Okay, well, I mean, do you want to see they can't see you get into the room, or that you want to hide when you're in the room?
I just don't want these guys coming after me at all. All
right, so make an infiltration check. Minus all your penalties.
Ed's running.
Is 48 out of... No, 35.
Okay. Well, you still jump into the room,
mm-hmm.
But they see you.
Where are you going?
Worst comes to worst, we could just go into the room and lock ourselves in.
It's true.
They all see you.
They'll open the door.
They see you dive into the room.
Okay. All right. We got...
You went like
you want, once you're in. Yeah. That's what you go.
Don't look over here! Don't look!
Chris?
I'm going to machine gun the crap out of the other big guy. Full auto.
The other big guy?
Yes.
For damage or to hit?
For damage.
All right. So roll minus any penalties you have.
All right. That's 44 out of 80. That's pretty good.
That'll do nicely.
Unless he crits a spray, which he does not. So you roll, and that's armor defeating.
Armor defeating, and I get what sort of damage?
Plus 3 d10.
Right.
Plus
3 d10. But you have to reload next turn.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I'm rolling submachine gun. 2d10 plus 5 plus 3d10. So 5 10-sided dice.
Yes.
Plus
I thought full auto only spent 10 rounds.
Yeah, what's the... X code, see that mark?
Yep.
Okay.
You look with your eyes, not with your hands.
I mean, don't, you know.
I killed one thing.
Three more of these?
Probably.
Oh, okay, submachine gun's 20. All right, so you don't have to reload next time, Chris.
Oh, good. Okay.
Just think, I got so many guns. Okay.
10, and 8, and 8, and 8, cool. 8, 16, 24, 34... 45 damage.
Yeah, you kill it.
Yeah.
Chris, you shoot it right in its big metal bunk head, and it just pops.
Oh.
And black ichor starts filling the air.
Oh, nice.
And it just kind of starts drifting forward because it was running
yeah.
at you.
Yeah, that's right.
At least gets a good idea for oil paintings.
That's right. My bullets okay. exploded.
Ryan?
I'm gonna machine pistol the living crap out of one of the three guys.
All right, to damage or to hit?
Or
are you just shooting regular?
I'm gonna go full auto on that, and I'm gonna go for damage because I'm still at 60 even with my penalty.
Okay.
37. Bring it back.
And of course, I failed. Oh. I'm at 65.
Okay.
Can you monster that?
I have no moxie left.
Oh.
You miss.
You make a lot of noise. And
all right, James, you're going at the same time as them. Chris, one of them is firing at you full auto with his handgun because you killed their friend. Same thing for
I
you,
killed
them Eric.
That's
and
fine.
Ryan,
mm-hmm.
they're going to shoot you too because you have your gun out. And they're all going full auto to hit.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Fair.
We all get fray at half.
Fray at half.
Fray at half. Okay.
Oh, I didn't fray.
I did.
All right. Well, Derek, it missed you.
Ah, what a waste of a 29 on a fray.
It hit you.
Oh, great.
And Ryan,
poison.
It missed you.
Okay.
So, Chris, what's your armor?
Which armor?
Over 9,000.
22.
I like James's answer better.
Alright, so the bullets bounce off you.
Yay!
Bing, 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 bing. Boink!
That's 12.
Yep. You're good. Alright, James?
Yes?
What are you doing?
I'm throwing a grenade at the middle one.
Okay. What kind of grenade?
That's a frag.
Alright, roll it.
Grenada! 8 out of 50.
Yeah, you beat its fray.
No.
So roll for damage.
Do we have to roll for damage?
What?
Do we have to roll for damage? I'm not sure how much distance between us and him.
We have to roll for damage. His friend's next to him will take splash damage.
I didn't look much in the dick.
I'm really having fun.
22.
22.
Minus 4 AP.
Right.
Okay.
So one of them died?
Two of them are dead.
Two of them are dead, okay.
Da 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 da.
We're down to 28, gentlemen.
Alright, so that puts.
Can we?
The thing is, we don't know if these worms can just exist outside of the bodies.
Alright,
I know.
Speed 2?
That would be me.
All right.
Oh, yeah, me too. What if we start a huge centipede orgy?
I will just move my aim to the next person in line. Because my first target was put down.
James just hit with a grenade, and there's two next to him. One on each side.
The one that
got hit with the grenade is more damaged.
All right, I will go to one who's not damaged.
Okay, roll then.
Because I don't believe in cherry picking.
Hey.
37 and 79.
All right, roll for damage.
I got a basic got a fucking taser. I killed something with it.
All right,
Gavin,
plus two is 10 on the first one. 2d10. Okay, and it's
I got like two times. I can go twice.
Okay, I'm sorry, I reversed it.
I can shoot
it's 12 on the first one, and the second one is 12. So two 12s.
All right, it's dead.
Not only do I cherry pick,
Will, you have speed 2. What are you doing?
Like, did you see that?
I thought I
killed it.
Okay.
How much you had that one, Gavin? How much you had that one?
Chris.
L. Terrible throw.
Did Ryan go before me?
No, Ryan's going to 12. You're at 13.
Ooh, even better. I'm going to use the...
Ryan's a lot older than 12.
Other 10 bullets in my gun. Or 20 bullets? What is it?
You have 10 now.
I have
10 out of 30 left.
10 out of 20.
Oh, okay. So I'll use the other 10 to... Wait, how much is a burst? How much does that use?
A burst fire is 5.
I'll use a burst fire on the one that hasn't been injured yet.
For damage or to hit?
Damage again.
Okay, roll it.
That's 37 out of 80.
All right, you hit him.
And damage would be, what was it, 3d10 plus... No, 2d10 plus 5. So,
for damage, it's 5d10.
No, he didn't do 4 of them.
Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize.
Burst has 1d10.
Burst in, okay, I apologize.
One more, so... What did I just say?
I know he did something. It wasn't more than standard
plus
fire.
21 plus another die, 31.
Wait, you rolled 31 damage?
Yes. 3d10 plus 5. 31.
Right. All right, yeah, he's dead.
See, this is, Chris and I understand what we have to do. So that, you know, Gavin can't cherry pick our kills. We have to kill him first. That's pretty much how it works now. We realize
Ryan,
that. We learn. We learn it. We live, we learn.
All right. My count, there should
What's
be one guy standing.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to ventilate him.
Are you going full auto or are you just shooting?
I'm going to go full auto.
You
what
got,
the hell?
First you guys go, oh, man,
hit.
Gavin.
All right.
Help us out. Kill stuff. And I was
actually,
like, oh,
no,
now
damage.
Gavin triggered our kills because
okay.
He's so good.
For damage.
Good grief.
Watch. I'm going to roll over 60 again.
Why are you holding back? That calls for a good grade.
Well, I rolled an 81, so I would have failed anyway.
I
wouldn't.
We apologize for that. Okay.
Okay.
These things happen.
Sorry,
sometimes.
Ryan.
What are you going to do?
Next round.
I do apologize.
Back to Derek.
I'm wasting a lot of ammo here.
Oh, I'm going to shoot.
That's all right. Hold it. I thought you just stand there and look pretty.
72 and 15.
You hit him. Don't even use that.
Okay.
I am rolling shit again.
You and me both, brother.
Oh, there we go.
You and me both, right, brother. You.
All right. Come on. So, come on. There's black ichor and blood mixing together
right now,
and floating in the air and globules.
Nice.
Looks like a ballet.
Excellent kill, Gavin.
Did you see that, guys? Killed it. And I want to convince them how awesome I am at this.
Gavin, you're so good. How come you don't do this more often?
I'm not going to make you roll for it, Maya. You just have to talk to them.
So, did you see that? So, Lucas.
I was impressed.
Really, how
they're
impressed?
So brave and masculine. I'm just so turned on right now.
Well, yeah, I figured.
Did you see that shot?
Sun even shines on a dog's ass some days.
I did.
Check it out. One shot.
Did you see how I cleverly confused them by hiding in the closet?
It's more of a story.
You guys don't think I can hold my own, but you see that? Pretty good.
Y'all got our job to do, don't we, Gavin?
I'm looking at my ammo stores, and we are running out.
Yeah, what can we scavenge from the guys we just killed?
We've each got a clip.
I'm going to drug
I'll
myself.
I'll take it.
Except for what?
Drug myself.
With what?
To drive in the car.
All right. Actually, I think mine.
All right.
Okay.
I know.
That's cool.
What is that?
12 more rounds, baby.
Double check.
I'm using my.
And unlike some people, I only like to shoot one or two bullets at a time.
Hey, I'm just lobbing grenades.
Hey, I saw what that stabby thing did to Will.
No. You did a fine job. I'm referring to Ryan. Ryan is so stressed out right now. He sees four of everything.
Yeah, Lucas is
but
not holding it together too well.
Lucas is going,
ah! I see what you're doing there.
They're shooting! They're shooting!
Hey, Captain, we're shooting.
I'm going to have nightmares about those stabby things for a week.
All
right.
Times three for each one.
Okay. That is 42 out of...
Who would know that?
That is
Ryan might.
Two bolts
exactly. About it.
40, one was 42 and the
you
other one was
41. Don't know.
All right.
Do you, Ryan?
Congratulations, you're not addicted to drugs.
From Acheron's
well done.
What?
The big bugs from Acheron's Call.
I don't remember them.
Yeah. I don't think
no,
you
so
ever
So you guys say don't kill
game.
Stuff,
but
no.
Look at that. One kill. One shot, one kill.
I'm sure I have something in my doctor's bag.
Gavin, let me tell you like this, right?
Make at
me
work. Comes over,
I don't like that you had to do it, but I'm glad that
things
you did.
Things that can, like, patch up a wound or something.
Next time, get your own.
Well, I have a doctor's bag in my inventory.
You could slap a nanobandage on. That'll negate.
It's a team effort here.
You can put some duct tape on it.
Listen, it sounds like jealousy, and that's all right. I know how awesome I am.
No. All right.
Lucas clears his throat.
We all do our part.
He goes, people, let's count our kills
medicine,
after we get out of here alive.
Some of the damage.
I'm not too far away from passing out.
I have seven.
I mean, there's nothing you can do right now to heal the damage. The nano bandage.
No, I threw one.
Well, maybe I can just
rat. Okay, yeah, that's right.
Hit points are essentially until you pass out, so maybe I can, like, well, I have something in there that'll like a painkiller.
All I have is grenades, you know, because they told me I could bring my shotgun down with me.
Well, otherwise there's no point in having a doctor.
All right, so I'm assuming we can
eight out of 65.
All right. You can heal back 3.
Okay.
Or 4.
He's still missing an arm.
Yes. I'm assuming because Elise has the connection to the whole station. Mm-hmm. She knows what's down the corridor they just came from.
Light access switch. The cameras.
You want to access the cameras?
Yes.
Missing it away.
It's a big, like I said, it's still a big circular station, so they came out of one of the rooms.
Okay.
And then started coming down the hall. So you guys are standing in the hallway.
Oh.
Can I attempt to do the same? Nano bandage him and attempt to do the same to my good friend Amir.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to start T-raying through the walls of this circular hallway to see where more of them are hiding, ready to jump out of this.
I got a 37 out of 70.
How about this? Why don't we lure them?
Doc wants to help you. Do you let him?
Mm-hmm. If our plan is to kill them all, then why don't we just set up a trap?
To get one wound penalty.
We're not trying to kill them all. We're going to kill them if they come along.
Inject you with some painkillers. Well, I'm here.
You gotta find this girl.
You got yourself pretty banged up here.
Does Amir notice that Doc just drugged up before?
Fucking the hole in the side of Will.
Does that feel better, man?
Yeah.
Good. The other thing is, we don't really know 100% that everybody on the station is infected. So, excuse me. What I'm gonna say is,
well, we know at least.
You're not split up.
We know, Alex. We know at least 20 of them were.
Yeah, surrounding rooms to make sure that...
Well, we have to establish what our priorities are. The way I see it, we should first vent the mechanic to space and tell the onboard shuttle AI to pilot the fucking thing in for a landing in whatever shuttle bay these people have.
I don't know if that would be the place, maybe it shouldn't be docks because then more of them can get on.
Good point. But venting the
ship is a priority.
Venting the ship seems like the easiest thing to do.
And that way at least we know that we have an out. Then we have to fight our way down to the mines.
Or we could just
Or you could try to hack it, Elise, if you think you can hack the vault.
That's a big number.
I'll say if you're gonna hack it, I'll say I'm behind a protector.
We're not splitting up. We're all coming as a group. We're not what we decide.
How about we vent the mechanic, and then on the way back to the ship, we can bring the ship close to us.
Let's stop talking about venting the mechanic and just do it.
Yes.
I'm venting the ship.
All right, well, give me an interface check to connect to your ship.
I don't want
to. No, do a good job.
Don't put that pressure on me. 66 out of 65. See what you did?
All right, critical failure.
You need to spend a moxie.
You should moxie that.
I think I'm going to spend a moxie.
Reroll.
So
to reroll or just negate the critical?
I'm going to reroll that.
Well, can you reroll on a critical fail? I thought you could just upgrade to a regular failure.
Alex just said yes.
All right, so go ahead. I'll shut up.
Who are we to argue with that? God. Yeah, I'm going to moxie this one to reverse it, so it's 38 instead of an 83. See what happens when you put pressure on me?
You succeeded.
All right, you succeeded from the union.
Yeah. Hey, ship, what's that guy doing to you? Oh, it doesn't talk back to me like that, huh?
It just gives you a little...
Hey, gee whiz, this guy sure is messing up my systems. It would be peachy if you'd go ahead and vent him, please.
Not yes, boss.
Welcome to Johnny Cab.
Hey, it's Sheila.
Yeah, it's Sheila.
That's right.
Oh, hello, Elise.
How are things going? Everything good on the ship there?
Everything's fine.
Okay. Can you do me a favor and just...
That doesn't sound like a truthful answer.
Ask her about the passenger.
How's the mechanic doing?
Everybody's dead.
Fine.
Everyone's dead.
Is he touching you?
They're all dead.
No, he hasn't touched anything.
What's he been doing?
Does it matter? Just vent him.
He's not. It's not that intelligent.
Okay. All right. Can you do me a favor and just give him a quick exit out, like a forceful exit out?
I'll call a shuttle from the station.
Just push him out.
Jettison is the word.
Yes. Yeah. Open all the doors.
I'm sorry, my safety protocols won't allow me to do that.
Well, then override your safety protocols.
That's an InfoSec check.
Oh, Christ, are you hacking the AI on our ship?
44 out of,
All right. Yes. After a moment. I'm sorry, Elise. Sure.
Thank you.
On second thought, that's not important.
Oh, crap. She might just jettison at any moment now. She thinks it's okay.
No.
Well, we did.
Great. You just turned our fucking ship into Showday. Thanks, man.
Well, no, you got a critical success.
Right.
If you got a critical failure, it would have jettisoned you at any point.
The critical success is,
But now she knows it's okay to jettison bad
people. I could put back the safety protocol.
I'm sorry, Dave.
All right, yeah, she opens the doors.
Can we get a camera feed to see the guy floating around in space?
You don't have external. Not the only. Right.
I'm just
gonna
get a camera feed to watch him get sucked out.
I hope this guy was an innocent guy. Just
doesn't matter.
You look at the cameras. He's holding on.
Oh, that jerk.
Does he have a silver tongue?
You can't tell.
He just pricks his finger and writes on the side of the ship in blood, "I didn't have a bug.
Why would you do this to me, you monsters?"
And then he flies away. He's very eloquent.
Just keep the camera on until he falls out. He'll eventually get tired.
Tell him to close the doors, because if he's hanging out of the ship...
I would have cut him in half.
Well, no, he's still inside.
Ah.
He's hanging out to an interior door.
Oh, God damn it. Let's see. Do we have any...
It's fine. He doesn't have infinite stamina. We'll just jet back on him in 20 minutes.
He's not going to get sucked out forever because he's going to run out of air.
Right. Eventually.
Tell her to open the door he's holding on to, because if it slides into the wall, then he won't have anything to hold on it.
I was about to ask if that was an option.
He's holding on to a door frame.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Is he wearing a vac suit? Because if he's not, then the problem's going to take care of itself rather shortly.
No, he's not wearing
then,
a vac suit.
Well, then... That's presuming that the bugs can't breathe in space.
Well, if it's a...
No. Yeah. Rapid depressurization will still make him explode.
Yeah.
At least
Alex is formulating over there. I can just see it.
No.
All right, let's wait it out, guys.
Close the door on the door.
What are you doing while you're just waiting this guy
out? We're just watching, I guess.
I'm actually hanging out where Chris is
while he's scanning stuff.
I think you might as well try shutting the door frame he's holding onto.
I'm going to shut the door for the
door frame. You don't understand how
the door frame
works, right?
Yeah.
Okay, shut this.
Shut this door frame.
Shut the door that he's holding on to.
Can I interface to get a map of the station? Mm-hmm. Or is that just something I can pull up?
I already downloaded it
earlier. Great. So you've already got it.
All right. In that case, I'm going to find the fastest route to the vault, if James thinks he can hack it.
Wait a minute. That was a good point. Is there an armory?
No.
Probably not.
It's a mining.
Well, do they have nanofabbers? Because if we need to fab something, we could always make a quick stop.
They do. Do you have blueprints?
For bullets? Let's see. Does anybody have hardware, firearms, or...
Nope.
No. We have hardware robotics. Or gunnery?
Yeah, robotics.
I have a 20 in gunnery.
Pretty easily.
Not around here. This is HyperCorp territory.
Could we buy them?
Not from here.
Yeah, probably not.
They don't generally sell blueprints for weapons in HyperCorp areas.
They don't?
No, because they like to control the populace.
Well, could we have bullets. Could we program the Fabber to just copy it?
You could try. It's going to take longer.
All right. I have a bunch of languages. Can that help?
No.
No.
You could talk
is
to the computer.
Is one of them C++? No. One is Cantonese.
Oh, well then, no.
Close enough. They both have C's in them. Yeah.
All right, so
C is also for cookie.
And speak English. So James, you're closing the door.
I'm convinced. Because you're from another country.
Yeah, I never took that into account.
What language? What's your primary language? Well,
Arabic.
All right, so you try closing. You close the door, James. It lets go, and two metal legs explode out from its sides and embed themselves in the floor.
Well, he's a worm.
Oh, well, hey, at least you know.
All right. Well, let's just see if the air pressure kills him.
Is he trapped?
It probably should have killed him in the amount of time it took us to talk about it.
Yeah, he's not dead.
Right.
It's just no pressure now, and there's no air.
Tell Sheila to do some cool moves, man. He'll fall. Do a barrel roll.
No, hey, it's in the ship now. Tell Sheila to come over here, and we'll kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell her to come here.
We have other priorities.
We'll take care of that first.
Yeah, it's focused. Right. Leave it there, and we'll deal with it later.
His legs are than some.
Lock the engines down so you can't start.
I'd like my muse to keep an eye on it and let me know what it's doing. Like, okay. If it's going to do anything, you know, malicious to the ship or anything, I want it.
Well, now I think it's a priority. He might probably do some bad things to Sheila. And some, it's Sheila, too.
Well, I had my muse watching it.
Sheila 3? He's been there for at least an hour and hasn't done anything.
Okay.
Which is probably the point.
Besides, if he lets go, he flies into space.
No. Oh, no, if he lets go, he floats there, because there's no air sucking him out anymore. Yeah. There's no air left on your ship.
Right.
That should
kill him. Also, there's no pressure.
Assuming that his xenobiology is the same as ours and requires air.
Right.
Tell Sheila, go into the sun. His skin should still need things keeping it together.
I'm not sacrificing our ship just to kill one of these
things. No, we're fine.
Gravity.
Let's go.
All right, wait, let's find
keep
a way to the vault.
Together.
See if we can find
nothing holds your face together.
The word is.
Yeah, you're also forgetting they're made of metal.
Yeah,
and they have exoskeletons.
Right.
Oh, you're right. It'll be just a giant worm, but his human body will explode.
Right.
That'll suck for his human body.
Yeah.
All right. We're on our way. We're booking it down to the
the
vault.
The fastest way to get down to the vault is straight down.
I'm not running. I'm doing
it's in the mine itself.
Well, no, it's like I said, the station. To remind you,
it's
the
just
station,
a concentric,
four tiered beehive station.
Right.
And then the only things down at the bottom tier. There's the safety deposit area, and there's the entrance to the mine.
All right. Well, if we can't hack the safety deposit box. Then we go into the mine, we find Deborah Wells, and we bring her up.
Let's try hacking the safety deposit box, then.
Sounds like a good idea.
So, yeah, we'll...
We could look inside the safety deposit box with our...
recall checks, everybody.
And see if there's anything in there.
I critically succeeded.
Right. Free fall like a boss.
I didn't critically succeed, but 27 counts.
I suddenly found a new talent.
I failed the shit out of it.
50 out of 50.
I failed.
44 out of 50 for me.
Yep. Ryan might want to catch me.
What'd you roll, Will?
I rolled 50 out of...
Does anyone else need some patching up before we press on?
I got a 73 out of 20. So
all right, so you all go to the edge and leap off for the ropes that go down to the bottom floor. And Gavin and Amir, because Amir is still severely hurt, miss and sort of go floating off toward the other side.
Damien missed too.
Oh, and Damien. I mean, they're just you're back on the second floor, so they're just sort of floating across the station.
Oh, I put little jetpacks on my armor when we were floating onto that planet. They should still be there.
They got vaporized.
Yeah, I got blown up.
Oh, right. That was Mars. Remember?
Yeah.
We got
no. I don't remember Mars.
Was that planet where we got blown up?
I don't remember much of that place. All right. Who's closest to me?
Want a reminder? I'll show you the thing.
That's all right. Let's see. Who is closest to you? Chris.
All right. I attempt to grab him with my foot.
All right.
That's going to go well.
You grab him with your foot. Damien, you get grabbed by the monkey. By the monkey's foot.
Can't have you flying off again.
Can I reach out and grab either Will or Gavin.
You grab.
All right.
You don't have to. You grab. Is anyone going to try to grab Gavin?
I'll try to grab Gavin.
I will too.
I got 50 out of 50. So
the love triangle is going to work out together. This is
for
great.
The free-fall.
Free-fall? All right, yeah. James had a bit of free-fall score, so Elise grabs you as you're going by.
All right, good.
No, you don't. You got over. That kill. We need you.
I'm going to give her a kiss on the cheek and say thanks, hon.
How do you react to that?
Is there going to be a love triangle between the bird, Gavin, and our programmer?
I don't know.
Let's have a threesome.
Yeah, I'll go for it.
All right, we're going to have to role play this out.
I think Elise needs some drugs.
No love triangle. It's not a mutual three-way attraction between a bird, an asexual woman, and...
Yeah, she has no gender.
I don't know, a guy and a sylph morph.
No, a man whore.
I'm a model.
Self.
That's it. Thank you.
I'm a good looking guy.
You're a man.
Slip.
I'm a bird. With one wing.
I'm a man whore.
A one wing bird.
No Dutch runner for you.
Alright, so you guys pull yourselves down. Oh, thank you. Can I finish this off?
Yep.
Sweet. You pull yourselves down to the bottom. Everything. Because the lights were turned off and then turned back on, everything's just sort of on emergency lighting now. But you can see there's an area that, you know, deposits.
So this all right. Strange language. It says deposit.
Gavin doesn't know anything about the birds and Luis's relationship.
Nope. Hey, look, it says escape. It looks just like the word escape.
All right, so Elise, you're the...
Doc is
so you're the neuter. Work your magic.
So nothing happens.
I'm gonna look through the door and make sure there's nothing
rope.
Inside first.
No, I'll give me a perception check.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that too. We'll all stand guard.
I did not perceive.
14 out of 40.
All right. No, there's no one in there.
Bird fucker.
All right. Can I go? Is there like files that I can access to find out which box was what's her face's?
You know which box was hers.
Okay.
Oh, Alex, while they're doing this,
34.
I would like to use my skin flex or whatever it's called to make my tongue silver.
I don't think you can do that.
Oh, that's not going to get you shot.
I think that's a mask thing. It doesn't affect the...
You should also tell people you're doing it, because then if
well,
you
yeah.
see it...
I'm going to...
You should announce it to the group.
Just so you know, I've made my tongue silver.
He'll knock you, Alex.
That's a real question. Do birds have tongues? Yeah?
Hey, yes. Doc, yeah, they do.
Okay. Why not?
They do.
They have beaks.
No, they do.
They have these weird, like, kind of bent tongues. Very
yeah, it lets you restructure your facial features and musculature and alter skin tone and hair color.
Right. So, skin tongue tone. Is a muscle.
Yeah, your facial
my
musculature.
Finger power. I used to
you
lick my finger. So
What?
So I have a finger pattern.
You
can
change your shape, just not your color.
The shape
you
of your
lick
face.
Your finger.
Yeah. I can't change skin tone.
When I tell my parrot, he used to lick
it
my finger.
It can,
so.
But you have feathers. Okay. So you wouldn't see it.
Like, Daffy Duck had a tongue. Yeah, okay.
Well, why don't I take it, then?
I don't know.
I used it before to make my feathers
and
change
Donald
colors.
Duck had a
no, you
tongue.
Used it before to change the shape of your face.
No, I made my feathers brighter.
You gave yourself a bigger
point. All I know about animals is from...
Right, I gave myself.
Okay, so you'd be able to change the color of your feathers. You can't change the color of your tongue, though.
Okay.
It's an external thing. It would, for on a human, it would be the mask of your face.
Right.
So it's like Handsome Jack's mask.
Yeah.
But less obvious.
He's a handsome guy.
All right, so...
While we're in there, can I also look through the safety deposit box?
You're not in there yet.
Okay, when we're in there, can I look through the safety deposit boxes? See
well, they're all
going to
be locked.
Interesting.
No, he wants to see what's in them.
I don't care if they're locked. I'll take them anyway. The box comes out, I think.
Yeah.
No, I'll shoot it until I get the things that are inside.
Probably
all right, so how are you going to try to get into the...
Well, first I'm going to try my admin powers.
Activate.
Open sesame me.
The door's on a separate system.
Ah, you suck. Not you personally, the system.
So you're going to hack this new system?
I guess I have no choice. Unless I hit the door open button. Does that do anything?
No.
Okay. I figured, you know, ring the bell, see if anyone
is.
Sometimes the best solutions are the simplest ones.
All right, so that's going to be an InfoSec check first to get past the firewall of the door.
Oh, no, we've got a hell of a shit ton of grenades. We could just blow the door up.
We don't want to blow anything up.
11 out of 85.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, what a
that,
time
that
for
That firewall
crit.
Is gone, so now opposed InfoSec to get in.
That is...
All the,
15 out of 85.
All right, you beat it 1.
Wow.
So it knows you're there, though.
Oh, balls.
All right.
Open all of them.
Yeah, so you can open it, but it knows you're there.
Okay.
All right, okay. You open the door. Boop, boop, boop.
Oh, balls.
Can you kill the alarm?
Can I kill the alarm?
If you want to make another test at minus 30.
Fine.
And it gets...
45 out of 55.
All right, yeah, you beat it.
Yay! That's loud and annoying and going to tell everything that we're here. I've played Left 4 Dead.
Well, might I suggest that Amir, Lucas, and Gavin get ready at the doors in case the alarm...
Nicely done.
We do need Gavin. He's an
Gavin.
Essential
no,
part...
No, you said Gavin.
Oh, you son
he's
of
an essential
bitch.
Part of our...
All right, Damien's going to go about trying to loot some boxes.
Gavin,
he's not important for shooting.
I always protect my friends.
Yep.
All right, well, you guys have to figure out how to open the boxes.
All right. Let's look inside and see if the thing we want is in there, because if it isn't, we don't have to bother trying to hack the box.
We don't know what we're looking for.
If
the box
empty,
is empty, then we know looking, to go. We have to
then
find
the thing we're looking for. Isn't in it anymore?
You're looking for a crypto key.
Right.
It's like a physical key.
I didn't know that.
Because she could have taken it out when we got here to get
key could mean a lot of things, especially to
all
the.
All right, so let's look.
All right, so whoever has T-rays, give me a perception check.
I'm slowly walking.
Just don't look at me. I don't
minus 30.
With Kristen.
Okay.
It's
creepy when you do that.
Oh, yeah, I did it that. Snuck my way
so
into the badass. No, I didn't.
10.
Not at minus 30.
No, I don't see it.
You can't see through the shielding on the box.
Well, this might be
it. Or the lining on the box.
I'm not the weakest of the bunch.
Well, then
you're
going to have to open it. Nope. I guess I'm going to have to try and open it.
So you're going to try to hack the system?
I have no choice.
All right, so it's going to be at minus 50.
Minus 50 with InfoSec?
Yes.
Can I make an InfoSec check, too, to distract it, or at least to add 10
it's,
to...
It's not really to distract... I mean, it's really just an alphanumeric keypad.
Oh, so he just has to guess the number?
Yeah.
All right, so if he doesn't get it the first try, I'd like to try second.
I got 29 out of 35.
Okay.
So he got
You make some attempts. And
he tries 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28,
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Yeah, so you enter the code.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's a
thing. And box 34 pops out.
Huh.
Well, that
password was firewall.
Actually, I mean, if you're curious, the password was 85794B4E.
Yeah, we got that.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's what I was going to guess.
I never would have chosen
I
that.
What
done...
would you have done if one of us had just said, put in, and then just given that?
I would have gotten it.
I tried 8679.
Wait a second. If I know firewall ops.
All right. PA55W0RD.
Open the box.
Let me try guest. Oh, shit, that actually worked.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to stand up.
Username admin. Password admin.
How's it going in there?
Comes at us.
Okay.
I got the box.
Is there
were you able to access it? Is the key in there?
I'm looking.
You pop the box out, lift it up. It's sort of like I'm trying to figure out how to describe it. You know how in Star Trek they had like everything was like plastic crystals?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. It's got a solid top, and attached to that is a wavy piece of semi-translucent red. What kind of looks like plastic. You can see it has some sort of, but maybe circuitry in it. You really don't know what it is.
All right, let's take it and get the hell out of here.
It is very pretty.
It is very pretty.
Especially for a tech junkie. She's just in love with it.
Maybe we should send a picture
it's definitely
to Proxy Steel and make sure this is the right thing.
What if he says no?
What? Then we'll have to keep killing things.
Elise, how good are you in with a computer on this station?
with the state with the deposit place, not very good, but I have admin privileges on the actual station.
Okay,
Mike.
Give me a perception check, Meyer.
Okay,
minus 20.
Okay. Get in touch with Proxy Steel.
Yeah.
Encrypt the hell out of the channel and wipe all evidence of the communication after you're done. Make sure that's the right thing. Find out if he wants us to extract his other asset here.
Coming from the tunnel.
Okay.
All right, boys. Part of Lucas, Damien, Lucas, and Dalton. Time to set beat some badass motherfuckers.
Wait, I'm just aware. Did Ed say that the door is being guarded by Lucas, Amir, and Gavin?
That's what he said should guard the door.
Okay.
Yeah. Meyer's the only one who specifically said he was guarding
the door. That's fine.
I'm also guarding the door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys.
I was also talking to James. Right.
I just think it's kind of funny. The only choice that would be funnier would be Toxkilax, Amir, and Gavin at this point in time. Because he's got no arm.
He's got no arm left.
Oh,
right. I beat you to it. I'm sorry.
All right. Some badass motherfucker.
I was going to say, you stupid bastard. He's got no arm left.
All right. So, well, they're taking care of that. Can you send that to Proxy Steel and make sure it's the right thing?
Yeah, I'm going to send a really super, super duper encrypted message to...
All right, so interfacing to the super duper encrypted...
that John Woo thing where I cocked my gun off the table?
Also
44 out of... what was it? InfoSec?
Interfacing.
I still want to help.
Okay.
44 to 65.
44 to 75. I gave you plus 10.
Yes, you made a super duper duper encrypted channel.
Yeah. Also, explain what the hell's going on here.
I'm sending like a whole background, picture of the thingy.
You send him like a burst message. A split second later, he responds. Yes, that's the key. Get out of here.
All right, let's go.
Do you want us to try to extract your asset?
No.
Why would you ask him that?
Because she's a firewall op. We don't want to just leave a woman to die here.
Should we blow up the base?
Why not?
No, we'll send a cleanup crew. Make sure you dismantle all the shuttles on your way out. Or disable all the shuttles on your way. Not dismantle.
That could take
too long.
That could
take a while. We sit there.
Who's got a 3/8-inch wrench?
Admin, up on yourself. Don't waste a precious minute.
You didn't know about that, Chris?
Take charge and mean it? No. Yeah. This is new.
Hollis tries to make you feel good.
Wow.
In more ways than one.
Yes. All right.
Oh, look, a pep talk in every drop.
Go to the top.
We've got some synths outbound. I'm assuming that they were getting the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah. I see them coming up on my radar? Sensors, whatever. they're coming up on my sensors now. Should I engage them? Let them go.
They looked clean.
Well, they know we were here. That's your call, Proxy.
We'll have to take them out.
Oh, you saved them and now they're gone.
If one of those worms managed to sneak on board their ship, we could have a bigger problem than killing 10 synthmorphs.
Poor guys.
True enough. They're backed up. They're company folk.
Speaking of worms.
All right.
I got worms.
Let's do it.
So they're not there yet.
Speaking of worms, Proxy, this worm on our ship, can you get it, please?
You don't see. You just hear them. You just hear something coming towards you. There's nothing coming out of the tunnel yet.
I'm a badass motherfucker.
So you guys have a chance to flee if you so choose.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to fuck.
Sure. They are coming.
All right. So that's going to be free fall checks from everyone.
Oh, I think I'd rather just shoot it. I am not good at free fall, but I'm pretty good.
I'm just going to moxie it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that too.
All right.
I'm
19.
Well, I know. What did you roll?
I'm good.
No,
what's your role, Will?
I fail. All
right, well, that's a failure. That's
I can't. I can't moxie, so I'm at 70 out of 50. So.
All right, so Ryan,
damn it,
you and Amir are the last ones out. Everyone else grabs some ropes and starts pulling themselves up. Doc Skilox kind of does it one hand.
He can use his beak.
Yeah, he can use his bird.
That's true.
He can climb like an actual bird.
I was going to say, could we say that Doc Skilax is just sort of clinging to somebody else?
Yeah. I feel like he's got his legs and his mouth on the rope, and he's flapping with his one arm. So he's
actually, birds are good. He's probably just walking up sideways.
Yeah, running sideways. Yeah.
Ever so often peaks it up.
Birds are really actually good at climbing things. Especially rope.
Alright, since Will's injured, I'm gonna send him up first.
Alright, well, as you guys are still at the bottom, and all of a sudden about 10 of the adult things with the arms sticking out of their side come scrambling out of the tunnel.
Okay.
So everyone make an initiative check.
Alright.
Ooh. 16.
13.
17. 8.
0 to 10. Best I can
do. 11.
11,
16.
Chris? Yes. 16
for Meyer. 16 for Ed. James? Wow. 13. All right. 13. There was something I had for 13. Quote or something, and I just can't remember.
And they are going at 9. All right, so they are scrabbling out of the hole, coming at you guys.
What to come out the hole?
The five of you who are not Ryan and Will are about 10 feet up the rope.
Mm.
Ryan and Will, you're still on the ground, so you're the first ones that they're going to be clawing towards. So pretty much, you can either try and fight them all or keep running.
I'm gonna say keep running.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to take an action other than running, let me know. Because you're all going before them.
I'm gonna use a free action and call up to them. For Christ's sake, cover us.
My thought was going to be, can I continue because of my ability to climb, and fire at the same time?
You can, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I intend to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still going to be doing one or the other at a penalty because you have to look to aim.
Right. I won't be climbing as fast, but I won't be flying off the rope is the issue. That's fine.
I mean, the rest of you could try to turn and shoot, but you're going to either take a severe penalty or have to stop climbing.
Okay.
Can I put my gun on overload and huck it down there?
Yeah, it's still going to be, you're either going to have to stop climbing for a turn or take a penalty. Because
it sounds like the sort of thing that'll blow up Ryan and Will, too.
They are down at the bottom.
That's true.
Yeah, I was thinking about
dropping
a grenade, but they're still down there.
Well, the entrance to the tunnel where they're all swarming out of is about 15 feet from Ryan and Will. Right?
Okay, I'm going to throw a grenade at the cave.
Right, are you going to stop climbing, or are you just going to throw it?
I'm going to throw it before you climb.
Well, no, I'm already
climbing. I'm going to just stop and throw it. I figure I'm the one that kind of went last, as opposed to these two.
Yeah, I'm pretty much at the top, too, so I'm just going to...
Well, no, you're not all the way up at the top.
Right.
He ran out of the top of the
pillar. Well, I'm in the same place as he is, right?
Yeah, the rest of you are pretty...
We should probably just establish order. Will and I are on the ground. I'm letting him go up the rope first, because he's injured.
Right.
What order are you guys
in? I would assume Gavin and...
Well, how about that? Go in initiative order, that's fine. Ed and Meyer... Will's at the bottom. So, Derek, Ed, and Meyer are the highest up.
Yes.
Followed by James, followed by Chris.
Mm. Okay, good.
Right.
Ryan, toss me.
Damn.
Ryan and Will around the ground.
Because if Damien was on top, he wasn't stopping.
Yeah, so
I'll stop
climbing for a second.
The person in front of him stops.
All right, but you're going to have to take... I mean, you're operating one-handed, so it's going to take you longer.
Yeah, just go up.
I mean, you'd have to take a turn to set your gun to overload.
You know what? Go
and
up.
And then another one.
And then try to destroy the... And try to disable the things as we...
Okay.
Go up. Yeah, get to the top and start shooting down from the top.
You could shoot as you climb. But it's going to be you're climbing with your feet.
I'll just shoot wildly as I climb.
Just don't shoot us. That's the only thing.
Just get to the top and then start shooting down from the top.
Put as much flak as you can between us and them, but don't shoot.
All right, so it'll be best if I just climb to the top. I think.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. The people who are higher up should probably just climb.
Yeah. Get to the top.
Unless your name is Dalton.
Suppress fire. Yeah, unless your name is Dalton. Then just suppress fire regardless.
You're right.
We'll throw grenades at them. I mean...
Yeah, you guys have grenades.
I mean, by
the
highest, you're maybe like 5 feet above the people below you.
Right.
It's not like you're 50 feet
above. I still have a bunch of people through me to shoot through.
Well, it's not a quarter like this. It's a hole.
It's all right. Well,
you can shoot. I mean, you're not getting a penalty because there are people below you.
I'll climb up as much as I could and shoot.
Well, no, you're not getting a penalty because there are people below you. You're getting a penalty because you're trying to climb a rope and shoot at the same time.
All right, I'll do that.
Right.
So if you do both, it's going to be at a penalty. Or you could stop climbing and shoot.
What's the penalty?
It'll probably be probably like minus 30.
Then I'll just
to the shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'll just
is it me?
Not to you.
Oh, okay.
I'll stop and shoot then.
All right. So, Meyer stops to shoot. Dalton, you're going to keep climbing and shooting.
Yes.
Because you're ambidextrous to out the bus.
Yes.
All right. So let's do this in order now. So Derek and Meyer. All right. So okay. Meyer,
you're climbing with your feet and shooting with your hands.
Yes. No. I'm climbing with my feet and shooting with my hands.
I got 31 out of
35. We're in zero G, so it kind of makes sense to do that.
Damage.
Alright. Fuck you, roasters.
Or you could climb with one hand and one foot and shoot with the other.
I got 10.
I could technically do that.
You shoot, and one of them you hear one of them screech.
Alright.
Dalton, minus 10 for you.
Alright. 53. 41.
Alright, roll for damage.
16 and 12.
You punch yourself.
Okay. Yeah. You kill one of them.
Beautiful.
Rhino. Will.
Yes.
You're supposed to go first, so what are you doing? If you want to climb, it's going to be a free fall check.
Why is that fly so badly? Can I set that?
Nope.
What'd you roll?
44, but not the right.
All right,
that's a critical
fail.
That's
a critical failure.
Yeah, I would say Moxie to make that a regular
fail.
Don't
have Moxie. I'm out of Moxie.
All right, then you're fucked.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Ryan, do you want to take your turn to help Will, or do you want to get the fuck out of here?
Roll me up.
Well, I'm going to push my Neurochem to level 2.
Okay.
So
you're going at speed 3.
So yeah, I'm at speed 3.
Okay.
Push it to the
I'm gonna lay down some suppressive fire on my first turn.
No,
this is free fall. Free fall. Climbing is like physically, you know, climbing a wall.
Do this to me, yeah. Well, we're climbing a rope, aren't we?
you're pulling yourself up.
Would you let him use that comparable skill? Or
I walk up the wall?
Minus 20 and it's really funny.
Try to do a freefall check every time.
I mean, if you want to try next, you can use climbing next turn. Like,
that would be up to God.
I mean, you already went this turn.
Here's my plan here. I told Will, get up. And I'm turning and laying down some suppressive fire on these mofos.
Okay. So you don't see Will stumble and sort of flail around.
It's literally
So are you aiming to hit, or are you just going for putting bullets between you and them?
I'm just going to... I'm going to go full auto. I've got another set on both guns. I'm ambidextrous, so I can do it without a penalty. And I'm going to go for damage.
All right. So roll it.
Push it to
39 out of 60 for one. And 76 out of 60. So I hit with one.
Alright, yeah, roll for damage.
And that's 5d10. Okay.
All the garbage matches the tension level.
Poor Mir.
29.
All right.
With a minus 8 AP.
Should be good, shouldn't it?
You hit a few of them with a bullet.
A minus 20
damage.
Okay.
Because you're hurt.
Under stress.
Right.
All right. So now they go.
Wait. I should have better free fall because I'm a prinker.
Mm-hmm.
But my free fall only 55. I'm going to increase that.
They go before me.
But you like holes in your body. So.
Yeah, they scramble towards the rope. I mean, they're going to be on you guys next speed.
Because my climbing is 75.
Next speed or next action round?
Next speed. They're fast.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I get a speed 2 attack. I can try
yeah,
get one
so
of them.
Speed 2.
Wait, I know. Some of us didn't get
it. Speed 1s.
Yeah. You're throwing a grenade.
Yes.
All right, so are you stopping or are you...
Yeah, I'm stopping.
All right, so thrown weapons.
Yay.
Yay.
26 out of 50.
All right, roll for damage.
So wait, is Amir just floating now somewhere?
Yeah, Amir's just kind of floating at the bottom of the house.
Good grief.
The rope's here, and he's like,
steps. What the fuck my guy?
I'm going to use climb.
34.
I'm going to use
all right, yeah, you kill one of them,
And minus 4 AP.
Yeah. Sweet.
So that would have been a critical success if I wasn't hurt.
Would have been.
Would have.
Could have, would have, should have.
That's right.
Yeah, you kill one of them, stupid and trauma. Some of the others sort of move out of the way. Chris, what are you going
to
do?
Since people in front of me have stopped climbing to shoot, and people below me have stopped climbing to throw grenades. Oh, no. People below me have just kind of floating in my way. I'm going to stop and shoot.
Okay, well, both not in your way.
I didn't stop.
Well, I don't really want to go down anyway, so...
I didn't want the penalty, and I wanted to make sure that we got some distance.
You don't have to. You should stop. I don't have to stop.
So you're going to stop and shoot, Chris?
I'm going to stop and shoot.
All right.
So burst fire on one of them.
Thanks.
For to hit or for damage?
Damage.
You're the wealth,
all right, Derek. So roll it.
I asked to borrow them.
I want to return in the same condition they were lent to you.
Okay.
It's 8.
Ain't gonna happen.
All right, roll for damage.
Figured I'd try.
3d10, right?
Oh, wait, I get one.
It's plus 1d10.
Okay. Plus 5, I thought it was.
No.
What gun are you shooting with?
Submachine gun.
Submachine gun.
Knox.
Wait, a submachine gun?
Yes.
That's not 5d10, then.
No. It's 2d10 plus 5.
No, it's 2d10 plus 1d10. Oh, I'm sorry, 2d10 plus 5 plus 1. So it's 3d10 plus 5.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Okay.
I'm glad we established this.
Well, he said plus 5. That's
Yeah, plus 5. Sure.
Plus 5d10.
I rolled 5d10 because I had
3.
Right.
My machine pistol 18. Plus 3d10 for damage.
Were you aiming for one in particular or just a group of them?
One in particular.
All right. You do damage to him.
I rolled 10d100s.
All right. So, speed 2. They are still coming. So, Will, you're first. Speed 2.
Since I missed the rope.
Mm-hmm.
Regain your balance. Regain your balance.
You can make a climbing check. It's going to be at minus 20. On top of all your other penalties, because you critically
failed. Back in the same area.
Well, you critically failed.
Shut up. I wasn't even playing with that. I wasn't even near that. I just pulled my battery out.
It doesn't even help.
That's it. You know what you are.
All right.
Well, it's temporary. It's you just could, for this one turn.
You could try just jumping. I mean, there's no gravity. There'll be a little bit of inertia to slow you down because there's pressure.
Pressure!
Jumping is free fall. Right?
That would be, just to jump the right way, that would
jumping
be
a off and then if he's giving me minus 20, that's going to be a 10.
Right, exactly.
You're very disoriented right now. That's what you went to reach for the rope and missed and kind of wind up spinning in the air. So now you're disoriented.
Then I'm going to try and regain my composure.
So you're going to spend the turn to regain your composure? To begin to reorient yourself?
Yeah, try and grab onto the wall or something.
Well, there's nothing. I mean, you're sort of out towards the center of the room. I mean, there's no real wall. There's the ropes.
Got some rope up here.
Can I try grabbing the rope?
I guess that's a climbing check. But it's at minus 20 because you're disoriented.
No, I'll just try anyway. Why not?
Okay.
What's the worst thing I can do?
Accept my help.
Thank God. 13.
All right. You grab the rope and start climbing up. Now you're reoriented, so you're not going to have that penalty next time.
Right.
Yeah!
All right, Derek and
Derek, nice. We're going to shoot and shoot.
All right.
We'll have a bad
while you're still climbing?
Yes, sir.
So
minus
give me a free fall check.
Okay. Sweet, 26.
Okay, you're still climbing.
Yep. My free fall is 45, so I'll be increasing that at some point so I can have...
Hey, Will, turn that frown up.
And now roll a hit.
Just pump this off.
No, I'm gonna minus, right?
Yeah, 10.
Okay, missed the first one, 89. Just missed it.
I think Will.
And however, I hit the second one at 69.
You hit the second one?
Yes.
All right, roll for damage.
69.
This is the game of maturity so far.
Exactly.
Poof. Should have thought we had a friend that did that.
Way to bring down the podcast.
15.
Yeah. All right, you kill one.
I'm below the aliens, right? I'm going to pee on them.
You're above the aliens.
I'm going to pee on them.
Don't pee on them. You might pee on us.
No,
that's what you're concerned about? You might pee on you?
Yes.
But if all right. No gravity,
well, if I have to, if I have to get peed on, if I have to get peed on while we're running from giant bug worms, metallic
what if,
aliens,
what if I hope you get that parasite that swims up your urethra.
Ew,
that's a fish.
What if we find out that their weakness is urine?
I'll give you a hint. Their weakness isn't urine.
Oh. I don't think that's
poop.
That's a really good hint.
All right, so Ryan, you're up.
I'm gonna free fall up now because as far as I know, I've laid down some suppressive fire. Will is on his way up, and I'm gonna.
All right, yeah, free fall check.
Are we in another turn yet?
20 out of 50.
All right, Ryan, you grab it and start yanking yourself.
You start yanking yourself.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of a firefight.
That's as bad a plan as mine.
Phrasing.
Lucas, what are you doing? Stop it.
Chris, do you have to?
Hey, you know what? I'm in a fury morph. I have nothing to yank.
That's true.
How many things did you say were coming? 10?
Now there are
yanks
8.
Boobs.
8?
There's 7.
Oh, that's right. You did kill. Yes,
I killed 2 and James killed 1.
Yes,
yes
7
I did.
And I injured 1.
Well, that one's dead now.
That one's dead now.
Yeah, that's okay. The Yankee
boom.
I think I'm going to.
You can just keep climbing if you want.
That's a free fall check, or is it just a climb?
You could do free fall or climb on the ropes.
So I can roll either of two terrible skills.
Yes.
My climbing is 10, and I'm at a minus 10, so I couldn't possibly pass that.
Well, you'd have to roll a double up.
Right. And then my free fall is 35.
Children.
9, 10. So
they make
25.
Me separate you.
That's better than 0.
Yeah, but
I was
going to
say that's
shoot.
That's a better than a 1 in 100 chance.
They're pretty much at. They're going to be at the ropes in a second.
Ooh. All right, I'm climbing.
All right.
They'll make me flip this table on you.
Also, I want to use my thing to make it speed 3 too, because I think I'm going to need more climbing faster.
Do you have Merican too?
Oh, is that a different thing?
It's there's level 1 and there's level 2.
Mine just
I only have
neurochem.
One.
Here, let me see.
No, I wrote it in because I bought it later on.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think I understood that at the time.
All right, then you've only
got
probably speed 2.
I probably would have. Well, I just changed that speed 2 to from 1 last game when I realized that I should have changed it when I bought it.
I mean, if
I don't think I understood that there were two different ones when I bought it. I thought I was buying the one Ryan had.
Well, then someone fleeced you, and you only bought Neurochem level 1.
All right. Then I'm just going to climb now.
All right.
Jessica.
33! Okay.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's the stuff, baby.
Do you have any moxie? You can spend a point of moxie to just make that a regular failure.
Oh, right. My minus 10. Fuck. That wasn't actually a good 33.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to use my moxie.
Yeah.
To re-roll or...
To re-roll. No. Yes, to re-roll.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to use my moxie. Moxie lady.
Well, that's a regular fail.
Okay, that's better. That just means you don't move.
Okay.
A critical failure would mean that you move down.
You hug the rope. And
yeah.
I don't want to fall.
I shot. The rope moved a little bit. And I went...
all right, so that was... so they are at speed 2 now.
What? Oh. Oh, that was speed 2?
Yes.
Okay. I was about to say, I got
they are coming.
Jesus Christ.
Jeez. No, it's nothing.
Yep. They start swarming and leap up and grab the ropes and start pulling themselves up with their human hands.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Hey! That's creepy!
All right, round 2.
Hey, you guys down there, quit doing that! You're freaking us all out!
Ryan and Will, you can sort of hear them. They are, you know, nipping at your heels.
Question. Who's on the bottom?
Ryan and Will.
I'm at the very bottom.
I've often heard that Ryan and Will are bottom.
Your plan was to give Will a few seconds to start climbing,
right?
And he didn't.
And they're on the rope.
So you both started climbing at the same time.
Okay, right. So they're on the rope
below
you.
I just stand there. I missed the rope and I flipped.
Cut the fucking rope.
That's what I was going to do. It'll fuck up the tension, but we're all going up the rope anyway, and it's anchored to the ceiling, so... Yeah, I've got a vibro blade. I'm cutting that fucker.
All right. So give me a blades weapon check.
Blades.
I will say before you decide to do that, there is more than one rope.
Right.
Yes.
You're not all on the same rope.
Right.
He's going to cut one of the ropes.
Well, I'll cut the one that I'm
on. No, I know. Yeah, there was three ropes. It's not going to stop all of them. Well, I didn't want you to think that you were going to stop all of them like that.
Are we? So we're all. Each of us are on different ropes, or
are we're all kind of
like
spread
two
around.
Per rope.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so Will and I are on one rope then.
Who am I on a rope with?
Probably me.
No, you and Will are on different ropes because you were
two guys that have swords on them right now.
So it is. Will is on the rope with Ed.
Oh.
Ryan is on the rope with Chris. James and Derek and Ed are on the same
rope. My rope. I'm on no ropes.
That's right.
I'm on none of the ropes.
Oh, no. James, Derek, and Meyer are on the same
rope. Ed on two ropes.
Right.
Ed with his one arm, in between two ropes.
And Meyer's not on any rope.
I'm just floating.
All right, so I'm going to cut the rope with that Chris and I are on. All right. Underneath
so,
me.
Are we at speed 2?
No rope.
No, this is speed 1.
15 out of 40.
All right. What's the AP?
Of my vibroblade?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, it's a rope. It's pretty much all...
Unless it's like high tensile strength steel, I think I'm going to do it.
I know. I just
the vibroblade is 2d10 plus 3 damage. With a minus 2 AP.
Make it hard.
If I was rolling that, I got 15 plus 3.
Yeah, all right, whatever. You cut it. I say from
it's a chainsaw knife.
Chainsaw. I don't like chainsaws. Yeah, Ryan, you sort of reach below you and cut it, and there's two of them below you that start screeching as the rope starts flailing around.
Fuck those guys.
Yes. For you and Chris, your climb checks are now at minus 10.
Chris looks happy.
All right, I'm at -10 ability to succeed.
Chris is a little higher up. For you right now, Ryan, for your next climb, because you're so close to the where the rope is just flailing around, you're going to be at minus 10. Chris, as you pull yourself up higher, because you'll be closer to the anchor, the rope isn't going to sway as much.
All right.
Me, if anyone on our rope that has a... I can cut it.
I do have...
Wait, why did we do Ryan first?
Because he has another...
Was turn 3, wasn't it?
That was speed 3.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah,
that's why I was confused, because I was like, wait, what are we doing? Yeah.
I have that.
Right, so for me, this turn was... Whoop!
Yeah.
Good sound effects for all listeners.
All right. Now we're up to the next round.
For this Will.
No.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
I don't have the rope.
I'm telling you, it's on visual.
Climb check.
Five for our fallen enemies.
With no...
No.
Sacrifice yourself.
Just the penalties from your traumas and your wounds.
Watch an episode of Girls.
Five.
All right, you yank yourself up more.
As a mere fan of Girls.
Derek and Meyer, what are you doing?
No, that's the HBO show. It was a dumb show. What?
What are you doing, Deadeye?
I'll climb a little bit then.
All right, you gonna climb this turn?
Yeah, shot. I'm gonna split my turn between climbing and shooting. So I shot last time, climbing this time.
Well, that's not splitting your turn.
He's alternating
turns.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna climb. All right. So are you gonna use free fall or climb?
Let's see. That's better.
He's gonna use his
free. Elise, tell the ship to dock.
I'd like to climb. Can I use that?
Tell the ship to come pick us up.
Yeah, I'll the rope. You can. Yeah.
I'll use free fall because
my climb is extraordinary.
Because you a monkey.
Exactly.
32 out of 35.
So I'm losing both hands. All right,
yeah.
I can.
Yeah, yeah.
Yank yourself up again.
Did it.
What's you and
Derek, what you doing?
I'm going to continue traveling and shoot another one.
All right, so give me a climb check at minus 10.
Okay.
And then...
43, no problem.
Right, and then shooting at minus 10.
Let's say 50 even. And a 78, which is... inside my minus 10.
All right, roll it.
Roll up.
17 on the first shot, and 13 on the second shot.
Are you aiming for different ones or the same one?
Well, it would be a penalty if I aim for different ones, right?
Yes.
So I didn't declare that, so right. In this round it's the same one.
All right, you kill one of them.
All right.
You kill one of the ones that just got thrown off the rope that Ryan was
so
just
we got, what, 4 left?
6.
Okay.
Oh, there's the loop.
That's 16. Ed, what are you doing? You're at 16 as well.
I'm going to keep climbing.
All right. Free fall or climb, whichever one you feel you like more.
Well, I have 10 in climb.
Yeah, me too.
And 45 in free fall.
Yes, I have 45 in free fall and 80 in climb.
Exactly. I'm going to mock
30. That's what Amir and I have in common, this whole prehensile feat.
How far
thing.
Am I away from the top?
It's going to be another 2 turns.
Okay. I'm going to moxie to re-roll that. Because that was a failure. That is a 20 out of 45.
All right. You keep climbing. 13, James and Ryan.
I figure I'm the bottom on my rope, so I'm going to cut my rope as well.
What sort of what knife do you have?
A sharp one. I think so. I have a vibroblade, and I have regular knives, because I said I wanted throwing knives.
Right. You have to use the vibroblade.
Okay.
So give me a blade weapons check.
Thanks, Will.
I was learning about Ocarina of Time this morning, and I realized, like, he lost 7 years of his life.
One.
It's a weird...
Yeah, but he gets it.
Good damage.
That was a weird... It's a really good game. It's a weird, it's like...
But because then at the end, he goes back to sleep and wakes up as a kid again. Mm-hmm.
James wrote up a good point about Mass Effect 2 tonight. The thief's level.
Custom me.
Yeah, it's 6. Doesn't make any sense.
All right, you cut through like half of it.
Okay.
How would a weapons dealer not know who the most famous commander is in by sight?
Probably. You're not probably right about that.
And Ryan, what you doing?
I'm going to keep on free falling up.
All right, roll it.
I'm at minus 10.
Minus 10 for the Citadel.
Right, so I'm at 40 now.
For like 2 years.
No, 82 out of 40.
All right. You don't go down, but the rope sort of sways out of your hand.
Because
it's coming, you know, it's going all over, so it'll come back to you. But you're just sort of stuck where you are by that point for this turn.
Do they introduce them as shepherd?
No, they lie about it.
And Chris,
your face.
I'm going to climb, and I'm just going to mock success.
You can, okay?
If you don't,
this is the only way up the rope for me.
How much moxie do you have left?
Otherwise.
And when they three. That.
How much did you start with?
7. Well, not this game. I had, point, I game, think, like 2 or 3 semesters.
Wow.
I have all 7. Right.
How do you get that much moxie?
I all bought right. a lot so of moxie when I created my character because I said, wow, that's awesome. I want that.
I covered up.
I should have done that.
Probably C. Use the points elsewhere,
so,
actually,
Ryan,
but,
next speed. One of them is... Oh, no, you took care of
yourself. It works that.
See how,
they are
no matter what happens, I get traumatized?
Okay.
So, speed 2, starting with Will.
Okay.
I'm still
okay.
Climbing.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. Okay.
So, roll it.
And my hands on the rope.
I'm still climbing.
One hand over the other.
18.
Is that a success?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you climb.
You know
up.
It, dude.
It's 18 out of 19.
I'm boob yanking.
Derek, what are you doing? Speed 2.
Okay, can I split a shot?
And aim for 2 different ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be mine.
Yeah, let's talk about that before I do it.
Range combat.
Blah, 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 blah. That boob yanking son of a bitch.
Multiple targets in same action phase. So one of them would be normal, the second one would be minus 20.
Okay. All right, fine. So, okay. All right, so I'm at an 80 on one, and I'm at a 50 on the other.
Yeah, because you have the 10, the minus 10.
For, right.
Right.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
All right.
Got it.
70. Woo. 13.
Sounds like you passed both.
I passed both times.
And you beat their fray. So roll for damage.
First
target.
Session before we post.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. I'm sorry, what?
16 on the first target and 11 on the second.
Okay. They screech, but they are still climbing.
That's fine.
Well,
at least they're hurt a lot.
Will, Derek, went Ryan.
I'm going to try free falling again.
All right.
So I went.
I'm still at minus 10?
No.
I'm assuming? Okay.
Oh, well. Because
I didn't make any progress last time.
Yes.
I kind of...
Got to stop reminding you of these
like
things.
Yep. James, don't forget to tell Alex that you're...
74 out of 40.
You don't want to grab the rope.
James, don't forget to tell Alex.
I'm trying to keep as much cover on you as I can.
Me too. What are you doing?
Climb up the rope.
I appreciate it. I'm just sort of hanging here and
squirrels. Will we have to continue to roll to climb this rope?
If you manage to kill the remaining 6...
Right. I'm trying my best here, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot. I think I'm far enough up that they're not going to catch me for a little while.
You got like a turn before they catch up to you.
All right, so next turn, if I need to, I can moxie more climbing. This turn, I'm going to shoot whichever one is furthest up any of the ropes.
Any of the ropes?
They're not climbing the rope I'm on because it's cut.
Oh, that's just right. You're on
so
the rope.
So any of the next, whatever one is highest up.
Who do you want to save?
No, I want to shoot the bad guy that's closest to the top.
All right, so you and Ryan are on the same rope, so there's three other ropes.
We didn't cut our rope at least. Good.
I got it halfway. I'm going to cut it the rest of the way this turn.
All right, that's the rope Will's on.
Okay. I rolled terrible for damage. All right, damage.
So what do you...
I'm going to burst fire again for damage.
For damage? All right, so roll it.
That is 43, so that's a hit.
All right, you beat this gray of 13.
I get an extra die for damage, and I add 5 to this number.
19, 21, 26. 26.
That should
do
it.
Derek, the ones you... Which one... What were you aiming at?
I've continually been shooting at the closest target. So, like, you know, when that... Right. Instead, like, when that one went in the air,
yeah.
I took him out. You know, in the... All right,
so you kill one of the ones Derek just shot.
Great.
Okay.
That's one more we get rid of.
All right.
There's 5 left, that means, right?
That's right.
And they make everything.
Hey. He didn't know.
They succeed.
Damien shot the one that was closest to him.
Exactly.
So, Will, you're at the bottom. So now one of them, next turn, they're, you know, he's within range of trying to grab you.
So you shot the one that was near me.
Oh, that's right, you did. All right, sure so did. They are chasing you. They are getting closer and closer.
Hey, when we kill the one that's up top and it falls down the rope, does it knock the other ones off?
Well, no, because it doesn't fall.
Oh.
No gravity.
Do the ones that are below it have to move them out of the way before they continue climbing?
They don't seem to care.
They're bugs. They're falling over them.
They just burst through them like he's not...
They just keep going.
Oh, they just push it up. Yeah. As they're going. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Speed free, Ryan.
I'm going to try to grab the rope again.
All right. Free fall, minus 10. Sorry.
All right. No, 71 out of 40.
You just really don't like ropes.
Ryan, you guys look... Ryan is just floating, grabbing this rope that's floating around that he just cuts.
The rope's going...
He looks like a cat playing with the drapes.
It's almost like he's a cat and someone's dangling some yarn in front of him. The rope is just swaying and he's trying to grab it.
I kind of picture the rope as like one of the wacky, wavy, inflatable, flailing arm two men and trying to catch
him. Oh, that's a cute Lucas. That's a cute Lucas.
Shut up before I rip your other wing off.
This is just a...
you'll have to climb up the rope first.
I just had a disturbing thought about the life cycle of these things. And, you know, all these big ones have had to have been infected first. So, you know... How long has this been going on?
James, you keep forgetting to tell Alex that you're...
Well, it's not my turn yet. When it's my turn, I'm going to use my action to say, hey.
Well, you can take that as a free action.
I know, so I was going to use... I was just waiting for when his attention's on me and not...
All right, so round 3, everyone but James.
Aw.
Well, you're first. What do you
Your plan failed.
It did.
My fiber blades. This 4 of them left? Or 5 of them left?
5. Was that your speed 3, Ryan?
Yeah, that was me.
Dear me, fuck.
I tried 3 times.
What happened to
Ryan? If you want, you could try reaching for another rope.
Of course,
Ryan. Ryan just goes, fuck this rope.
Well, there's one of them right by... If you reach for Ryan, the worm guy's going to get you.
Like that time when Alex tried parking in that one spot.
Well, then
I'm
going to stop climbing.
Because they're going to stop climbing. It's going to get you, so you're going to stop climbing.
I'm going to shoot it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, so you're just going to stop and...
Yeah.
All right, so...
What if he's like that guy from Alien Resurrection? And
what if you
really good shot until when it counted when he was terrible?
You're so close to death.
It's plus 10 to hit. Like,
no, I'm better now.
You're better now.
No, barely.
You okay?
It's close to hit, right?
No, I'm not going
to
let
it. It's close, right?
I think.
Yeah, you get plus 10 because
you're point
blank.
Better ability to hit
automatic.
Yeah. I also healed
for damage or to hit.
To hit. All
right, so that's plus 30.
I gave him. I took away one.
Plus, so you're at plus 40.
Damage then. 30 right, plus 10.
Plus 40.
Because you're... Well, it's plus 30 because you're going full auto to hit, and plus 10 because you're at point blank.
Okay, and minus 20 for my.
No.
So you're at plus 20 then.
So plus 20. Can I clap?
Yeah. It says on your gun what your skill thing is.
Yeah.
Nice. 5 to hit.
26 to fray. He sees you pull your gun, and it spins around the rope as you shoot right where it used to be.
I like how Will goes, nice, five, the, one of the lowest numbers I could roll.
What kind of gun was that, Will?
Kinetic.
What kind of gun was that, Will?
It was a pistol. It was a kinetic, kinetic pistol.
It was a kinetic gun. It was a shiny gun, Alex. It was a shiny gun that had
bullets. It was one of those guns that shoots bullets. Medium.
It was a gun.
So you're
going
to have to reload. You get one regular. You don't have any more full auto.
It was kinetic.
Well, guess what? That Alan's getting you next time.
It was mine. It was mine gun.
I might drop that gun and take my other pistol.
You're going to
reload
it.
Well, you, you get one regular shot before you have to reload.
Yeah, you might be in some
All right. That was Will, Derek, Meyer, and Ed.
Gentlemen.
Behold!
I'm going to shoot that. I'm going to save his butt. I'm gonna shoot
Will? Yeah. All right, you're going on roast mode again?
Yes.
All right, what's it? Derek, Ed, what are you doing?
Well,
the one on my rope is gone, right?
It's
probably more than one.
Yeah, I mean, there's more than one on your rope.
Oh, okay.
The top one is gone.
What makes more sense?
So there's just
this
is it,
or this?
Is this the only one? Because
this
rope
kills. This
with?
Doesn't necessarily.
Oh, you're on the same rope.
And I have a hard time to miss.
No, so there's another one then on your rope.
So there's two more.
If there are two.
Yeah, well, no, because Will
shoot
didn't.
Two
it didn't
ones.
Knock off.
No
it just
ones.
Spun around the
shoot
rope
two times.
So
one.
Will shot.
I think there's one injured one.
Okay, so
it's still on the rope.
It might be worth.
Chris killed one. So we have three on my rope.
Yes,
Chris killed one.
So I'll just go
and
boom.
There were two.
Boom!
Yes.
I have two actions, so it might be worth a shot.
Yeah,
do it that way.
They're
all
probably
right.
Gonna have to go through Will.
I'm glad to do this, Wan. I did once.
So
now we'll move on.
Am I about a turn away from escaping?
You're one successful free fall check.
Because shooting them is not dissuading them very
level.
Much. So we have to kill them,
and then you have to get back to the hangar bay.
Right.
Once you get to the top level, suppressive fire will help us out.
But once you get to the top of the rope, you have to make a free fall check to get from the rope to the landing.
Right.
So it would be one free fall check.
Ryan,
to
I just got this picture in my head of what's about to happen
to
with,
the top
Ga-
of the
with
rope
Gavin and Amir who just
or
missed
if you
his
want,
shot.
You can make a free
he's not
fall
going to see a roast energy beam come
from
right
where
past
you are on
him
the rope to the left
to destroy what. The,
I'll do that.
That's a thin ass
right,
shot.
Like
Gavin's decided to step up on this game.
I'm just gonna mock you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just gonna let go. And
push off.
Yeah, I'm just gonna push off and flip up to the top.
All right. Well, that's your whole turn then. Getting
yeah.
Over to Whee. The ledge. Well, it's not that fancy. Okay, Derek, what are you doing?
I
used a moxie.
I'm
gonna
shoot.
Be fancy.
This is not clumsy.
I'm not gonna split.
Success.
I'm gonna
still
gonna
says
shoot.
Weave.
Two guns,
it's
one target.
Very impressive considering you only
the one
have
that's
one
going
arm.
For Will.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, which one are you got?
Is Meyer has
Meyer
declared? All right, then I'll
well,
shoot one.
There,
that's somewhere. It's got to be one around
two,
Lucas somewhere.
There are two at Will's heels.
Okay.
So I would suggest going for those. Otherwise, Will's going to get devoured.
All right, so that's fine. I want to protect somebody. I don't. Yeah. All right. There's two. Fine.
You
get one. I get the other.
For the same one.
No.
So you're going to aim for the one lower on the road.
Yes, because I can shoot farther than his can.
So that's your weapons check for both of you.
All right.
Yeah. Come on, buddy. Do a good one.
I like your style of gaming, Derek. You justify things that don't need justification.
Exactly.
31
out of
35.
All right. Yeah, you hit him. Real
quick. 100.
Yeah, you hit him.
And a 3.
Yeah, you hit him too.
Oh, Jesus, with a 3?
Yep.
I got 12.
All right. He screeches.
Okay, 13 and...
Stop his running a little bit.
19.
No. So I just see
13
a...
13 and 19.
Just
yeah.
Go...
All right. Yeah, you kill one.
Well, I didn't kill him, but I heard him. Well, sorry, buddy.
Who's the cherry picker now, Dalton?
Ryan and James.
I'm gonna finish.
I killed seven. Hell.
I'm gonna finish cutting the rope.
Oh, cutting. Okay.
Kill the rope.
Kill the rope.
You don't have to roll. Just roll for damage.
Okay.
Because you already have the knife.
No, James wants to go.
Another 6.
All right, that cuts it.
Yay. I'm going to say 6 did halfway. 6 is to finish him.
Finish him.
Finish him.
I finished the rope, guys.
Fatality.
That was good. I love it. I enjoyed it.
Does one of the bugs come out and immediately devour Damien?
Yes.
I don't
it
care.
Just comes. It just appears next to him.
Totally worth the pun.
Is he I thoroughly
Ryan,
enjoyed
doing?
It.
I realized something. I've got grip pads. So, If I can get to the wall, I can just grip my way up the wall.
Get to the rope.
The problem, like, you don't have much to...
There's nothing to push off of.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess...
I mean, if you try to grab a nearby rope, you could pull yourself over, but right. then you just have, would have grabbed a nearby
rope. Yeah, I have checked right. the meds as well.
Okay, so I'll just try it again.
Did you erase your guy?
I should have been walking up the wall when I tried to roll and climb the rope earlier, and I was like, wait, I had your badge. I could have just been walking.
I guess I'll just have to go, boom.
Is there another... Is there a rope nearby that's not cut that I can grab?
Give me a luck check.
That's good.
Moxie well, times
pain is good at this
total,
point.
Total moxie.
Total moxie.
When they screech, you can hear where they are.
Mox is 5. Show at 50. No, of course not. 63.
What? I'm feeling bad, so yes.
What does treasure has add to the
Ryan, Ryan and Alex are rolling the same dice tonight.
Yeah, I'm rolling like crap.
Feeling bad. Just take away that minus 10 penalty on grabbing the rope he's already on. All
right, yeah. So, yeah, you can lose that penalty for grabbing the rope, Ryan.
All right, so I'm back to 50 again. Here I go. I'm going to roll a 60.
You can roll like a 20.
Oh, 45 out of 50.
Wow.
So, Ryan, you grab the rope and start pulling yourself back up.
And acquire of angels begins to sing.
We all just sang different songs.
Yes. All right, and Chris, what you doing?
I'm going to shoot whichever one is furthest up, whichever rope.
That would be the one really by Will. Yep.
That's the highest
yes.
one? Yeah. Shoot it. Is that the one that's been shot twice already?
No. Fire damaged it.
Okay. Yeah. So first fire, same deal as before. First fire for damage.
Is it? Yeah.
It's Christmas Theo.
For damage?
Yes. 55. That's critical.
Did I burn at least a little bit?
You cool. singed the skin.
That's good.
On the human. Yeah, you hit. That's armor defeated. All damage.
Right. And we got 6. And what is that? Another 6?
That's 12.
12, 13, plus 5, 18.
18.
Armor defeating.
Yep. It screeches. And then it goes.
Oh, shoot.
It's going
did not
to try
stop it
to
fast
stab
enough.
Will. They that's like right. doing that.
Yeah they
so
really
Will,
like...
make fray check.
You should go for the exact
Will.
Same wound.
You should do something unexpected and try to eat its metal claw.
Right. Will, you should kiss it.
If there was one word to describe your face, it would be stabbable.
You know, Maya had a good idea before. Why don't you try peeing on it?
Yeah, pee on it.
Yeah, just rip it out in front of him and don't give it a target to
try
work.
To fuck it.
If I was being... if you were being attacked by like a mind-torturing alien... Kissing it might...
I fail.
Might not be a bad idea.
46. All right, so it's not a crit.
No matter what.
Right. So it hits you.
That might just
please
be enough.
Please give me an armor. Please give me an
armor. Yeah, that's a good point.
Bullseye.
Yeah, the odds of it hitting the same exact spot that the one is hitting are pretty low.
Like, if you were out hunting, and the deer that you were about to shoot just went over and planted one on you, don't you think you'd stop?
What's your armor, Will?
23.
23.
See, but we're sending.
All right, so it goes right for your leg.
They're parasites.
And you feel it hit, like you could feel the vibration as it
feel
knocks another chunk out of your armor. And
feel it.
You don't take any damage, but there's a hole in your armor.
I hate these things.
No, it's not.
It's a bad reaction.
That's a fair reaction and a kind of a badass one. You're holes and getting stabbed at, and the only thing you say is, I hate these things.
All right, so Will, speed 2.
Motherfucker.
Run! Run, Will!
You're in the
run.
Head number 12!
Shoot it again. Shoot it, Will.
Shoot it again.
You couldn't shoot it the first time.
You just get a regular shot.
It's a reload, right? Your gun's out.
Yeah, it's armor piercing, so...
But you just do the auto, so...
No.
He has... It is a 12-shot clip.
Right.
And the auto is 10.
Right.
So the 2 is like a regular shot.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
But your point blank still.
So. Yeah, no, so it's plus 10 to hit. So you're at...
Will's going to roll a 3.
And I'm 3. 30, yes. Minus 20, yes. Minus 20, so 75.
3.
Wait, what's your kinetic weapon skill?
55.
10.
So how are you at 75?
Plus 10.
No, no, I said...
My brain just stopped functioning.
It was 40, right?
I have this twitch.
Kinetic weapons, 55.
Plus 30 to hit.
Plus 10 to hit.
Right.
You don't get the plus 30 because you don't have full.
Oh,
order.
That's right.
What about all of your? What
look
about all
this,
of your titles?
Look at this. See this right here?
Medium pistol, 75.
That's not it. That's the wrong thing.
That's the wrong gun.
Plus, you aren't you this you're right minus 20 because you're hurt?
Because the gun has bonuses on it usually, so you want to roll what it says there, not what it says there.
Because I gave him an nano bandage.
So then that's for his wound, not his traumas, though.
Oh, right. So he's at minus 10 and 7.
So he's at minus, minus
2 and 45.
Don't make me want to play Minecraft.
Will's not good at math.
No.
It's your skill is 55.
Roll that
minus 20.
Or
reading.
Yeah.
So that's 35. plus 10 is 45.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he got it.
40.
All right.
Nice.
Damage.
Four.
Well,
nice. And for his next trick, he will shoot the broadside of his gun.
I hate these things.
Minus 7 AP, armor piercing.
I hope.
9 plus 7? 16.
What's your AP?
So you can do math.
it's minus 7, and I said it's armor piercing.
All right. Well, it adds to the AP. Yeah, you kill it. You just go, boom! Pop it right in the head.
Don't you touch me!
Don't
you touch me!
I like how these things scream.
Is there four left now?
Three, yes.
No, there's three left.
Oh, no, three actually, left.
I curse that in Arabic.
Oh, right.
Sure.
Yeah, three left.
Derek.
We're shooting.
What are you shooting? There's another one on the rope with Will.
There's another one on the rope with Will?
Shooting the living
yes.
one.
I'll shoot that
one
then.
By the way, I know Arabic, so do I know how he said?
Yeah, he says.
I said, fuck you in Arabic.
Yeah, sorry. I was going to describe things, but Ed hates when I do that, so I'm not going to worry about justifying my moves.
I said I liked it.
No.
I don't think, I think I said the opposite of
that. Is that what you said?
Well,
yes.
I said you justified things that he didn't
ask. Which, by the way, I love fun
yes.
with
that shit. Ah, that's what it is. Okay.
You said you shot the one that was further away than you should guard
you. Exactly. And I said I shoot that way. All right, I'm still at a minus 10, right?
Yes.
Okay, I missed the first shot. I hit the second one, 34, though.
All right, yeah, roll for damage.
Let me see how I get you into...
That would be 9 whole points.
9. You,
I like
you
that
hit
number.
It.
when I don't hit twice, and it's a whole different story.
Yeah.
I like this game.
One gun? What? Ryan, what you work? Doing?
Climbing.
Well, I'll, soon right. enough, I'll
you're
be down to one gun because I'll run out of points.
They're both at the
gun.
Same score, so it doesn't matter.
So pick whichever one you like better. No penalty for no minus 10 for this one.
I think I'm going to climb this.
Soften one up for you, Damien.
I'm still at 50.
All right. Oh,
infiltrate. 50 out of 50. I made it exactly.
All right. Yeah, you boss it. Foom, foom,
the boss.
Like a
the
boss.
Boss.
The boss.
The Radmiral.
It was such a good game until it turned rapey.
All right, Chris, what are you doing?
Shooting whichever one is highest up any of the ropes.
It's still just the one on the rope with you and Will. The other two that are left.
I'm not on that rope.
What?
I'm not on that rope. I'm on the Ryan.
Oh, right. So, the other two were on the rope that James just cut. So they're kind of flailing.
I feel like if this were a video game, this would be the most annoying fucking level.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it would be.
This is the runaway level.
I'm shooting the one that still has the ability to reel.
This is the level in Mario 3 with the sun.
So.
I feel
46.
Like
46. That's good.
The freaking.
All right, yeah, you hit. Roll for damage.
Resident Evil 6 is annoying.
There's like a button sequence 16. That you have to hit to climb a building, and for some reason I kept messing up.
Yeah.
And I kept falling down
You're
the building.
Welcome.
So I think that's Ryan's predicament.
This is like Dead Space meets Cut the Rope.
I'll save my turn.
Yeah,
I'm
failing the quick time events.
The combat's up. The other two are just kind
hit
of
AB
floating.
Now. X Y
and scream.
Hit A B. X Y.
Damien and I are going. Mine scream louder. Mine bled more.
I mean, you could climb back down.
I think we're still killing the other two.
Yeah. I am.
I'm throwing a grenade at one of the two that were floating below me.
All right. I mean, you can.
That's what I'm going to do.
They're still floating there. It's a danger.
We're out of combat. So you just chuck the grenade.
Yeah, I'm just gonna like.
All right, mark it off. Make sure you mark off your grenades.
Yes, I only have 14 left.
Okay. It explodes and kills the other two.
Yay! Twofers! That's my favorites!
Alright. So you guys climb to the top and hop across. Where are you going?
Away.
My turn. Yeah. I called the ship to.
Okay, I mean it was going to take a few minutes, so it's on its way.
Yeah, but I went like.
So we'll get to the shuttle bay.
Oh, let's check the camera.
The shuttle bay.
What's with the one that we were hoping would die from lack of oxygen?
Well, I told my muse to let me know if it does anything other than just stand there.
No, well, are you going to check the camera again?
Yeah.
Just checking the camera.
I guess I'll check the camera again.
All right, give me stress test.
Oh, balls. Was it Will?
Will times 3.
Is it adapting?
40 out of 45.
All right. You don't take any stress because you're kind of used to seeing these things, but the man isn't there anymore. What is there is... a very large parasite, or whatever these things are. It is definitely man-sized, and it must have been taking up pretty much the entirety of this guy.
Like an egg soup.
Is that butter?
I'm sorry, it's an accident. So.
Sheila, what do you mean here? Blow yourself up.
We too, we're kidding.
So, yeah. It's in your ship.
Is it still alive?
It's moving.
Maybe we should just go in Proxy Black's steel ship and
blow that. No, we got a new ship,
up.
And I'm not intending to lose it.
No.
One ugly bug that we just took out.
Hey, we can dock this thing. Let it open the door.
We've all managed to kill
at least one each.
Five.
Well, there are 17 left, and they were 45 to begin with. So we've done pretty well.
Yeah, we almost. Did the cleanup crew for Firewall. Yeah,
I think we could take this one down.
I think before we leave, though, I think I should just set the reactor to overload on itself.
I mean, we do have to kind of, redeem ourselves for Mars.
For Mars!
Yeah,
don't do that.
Be enough.
I'm all for blowing this place to kingdom come.
Let's just.
I think they're gonna blow it up for us after we leave.
It's gotta be our fault.
Steel says.
Reputation.
Steel says he's gonna call in a cleanup squad. Let's just follow SOP and then we'll.
All right.
Well, maybe we should ask for a cleanup job after this.
All right, so get us a layout of the shuttle. Where are the shuttles docked? The docking situation.
What do you mean?
We have to break the shuttle.
We have to get the shuttle and just destroy. Make the shuttles not usable.
Is it possible to just lock a shuttle down and then?
Can you guys just throw grenades in them?
I mean, like lock the shuttle in place. The space locks, that would keep the shuttle attached.
Yeah. I mean, there's two shuttles left.
Okay. We need one, potentially, but we should also bring our ship back in.
We'll just have our ship dock, and then we'll blow up whatever's in it, and then we'll just destroy the other the two.
All
right. I mean, I'm not throwing a grenade at our ships. It's going to get to you guys with the guns, but...
Yeah, that's fine.
It's only one.
It means that the thing's going to come out and attack us.
Well, sure. That's what we want.
Yeah, I'm going to aim my gun at the airlock that's between...
Make sure you don't destroy Sheila, guys.
All right,
so we're going to head to the nearest docking station.
All right, that's you're going to tell your ship to dock.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Sheila, I love you.
About 5 minutes later, Sheila pulls up, docks. You hear, boom, and the airlock greets on your side to open.
All right, I'm here. Open it up.
And he does. I could have just told the computer to do it, but no, you can walk over there and do it. That's
please, stand in front of the door where the things that have been trying to stab you.
We're going to use the worm as bait.
Because they love him. They love him.
All right, you open the door.
He's our favorite.
I jump. Well, I'm just going to open the door and I jump back.
There's nothing there.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, we have to go in and kill it.
Let's review the tapes.
Yeah,
where'd it go?
Security says. Up to?
Give me an interfacing check.
Oh, balls. I have to. 17 out of 65.
All right. Some of the cameras are disabled.
No, oh, balls. Weird. Of course. Plot armor. Jerk.
All right, I'm going to go on the ship. If it attacks me, kill it.
Are you just going in by yourself?
Yes. I'll go in behind Gavin.
I'm not going in because I only have grenades.
I'm reloading. I reloaded my pistols.
I'm going to stay by the door with my. I'm going to stay by the door with my guns in case someone tries to come sneaking up behind us while we're looking at our ship.
I'm going to protect Elise.
I'd like to look into stealing one of the other ships.
Yeah, but I'm looking badass because I'm
right
going
now.
In.
All right.
Oh, a manly man.
So check inside the ships before arms. You go in them.
We'll get to you. So, Meyer, you go in first.
Yes.
Give me a perception check.
Okay.
Perception. Oh, maybe I should percept that.
Ryan can T-emit.
Yeah, I'll do that.
44 out of 55.
Oh, good for you. Crits. You hear a very large parasite, and look, and oh, look, there it is, right next to the door.
I'm going to shoot an agonizer.
All right, well, make an initiative check.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm at 10. I'm rolling
the door, but I'm going to roll, too.
Oh, that's not good.
So you're protecting the outside.
I got 14.
Okay.
I'm at the this is the docking bay area, and that's the airlock.
We're just doing Meyer, right? Well...
I'm following Meyer. I went in.
What are you at, Ryan?
I'm not there.
I'm at 10.
All right. It's going at 18.
I'm
at 14.
Rolls at 14.
Oh, well.
All right. Meyer.
Yes.
It's spitting something at you.
I'm going to die.
Oh, remember last time something happened like that?
Yeah.
So make Frey at half.
Okay.
Somebody wound up motorcycling off the building.
That's right.
Oh, right, yeah.
By the way, I need to... I got a 5.
All right, it got a 10.
Ugh. It got me.
Oh, no.
All right, so...
Goodbye, guys.
All right, so, Meyer, it does... What's your armor?
We're just going to leave Gavin here. Energy or kinetic?
We're not wearing a body armor.
11.
We'll take his stack and just leave him.
Take 7 off
here.
Of that.
Okay.
It hits you in the... It hits you in your right leg.
Okay.
There's a big glob of viscous
That's
fluid.
That's Eric's favorite leg.
And then your leg starts sizzling.
Favorite fluid.
As it starts eating through your clothes.
Oh, I can get you a peg leg. And
I'm
going to
take off my
pirate.
Pants.
That's going to be next turn.
Pee on it.
I'm going to
pee on the wound. It sterilizes it.
Will, what are you doing? You're in the doorway behind Meyer.
Okay. It's point blank range?
No, you're in the door. You can't get it. Meyer went in first, then Ryan, then you. You're in the airlock.
Pee on it.
I'm going in.
All right. Well, you're going to have to get through Ryan and Meyer.
Oh.
Push them out of the way.
So in other words, Will, you can't do anything.
You can free fall over their heads.
No, I can't do anything.
You can get to a vantage point.
I'm following Ryan. I lower my initiative down to his.
Why would you do that?
At the same time. Well, he's going at the same time as Ryan.
Because he can't go through Ryan.
He can't go through Ryan.
That's what you could do. That's
technically, they are going at the same time.
He spit something at Meyer. I'm going to spit several somethings back at him.
Okay.
Several incredibly rapidly moving projectile somethings.
Are you going full auto or burst?
Yeah,
or?
I'm going to go full auto. I'm out of armor piercing rounds. I'm just down to regular.
Kill it!
Are you
kill
going
him
for
with
damage
bullets.
Or to hit?
Yeah. I'm going to go for damage.
All right, so I'm going to give you +10 because you're pretty much a point blank.
Okay. So that's 70 again.
Ryan shoots it in the head, and I hear it.
Make the first one 70 out of 70, exactly.
Nice.
Yay!
He shoots out of it.
Yeah.
And the second one is at 8
out of 70. It's a nice range.
All right, you hit it.
So I'm rolling 10d10.
Oh, my lordy.
Plus...
What the hell are you shooting?
Yeah, wait, what are you shooting?
10d10?
A bazooka.
I have 2 light pistols.
Oh.
Oh, you're going to run along with them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That explains it then.
Yeah.
You're basically shooting 20 bullets at it.
Hold on, Ryan.
We had the rail elephant gun.
All of them at once?
It's going to be interesting. If it's not dead, I demand a recount.
You're not Florida.
10, 25.
You have to be, trust me.
30. 46, 50, 53 damage.
What's the AP?
I think it's 2, because it's a regular round.
Right, okay. So you rolled 53?
Yeah. With a 2 AP.
Okay. All right. It screams in agony, and it is not dead.
Damn it.
Okay. It definitely hurt.
Yes.
Speed 2.
Right. Speed 2. Ryan, it's going to give you a hug.
Well, is it Meyer standing between us?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to give Meyer a hug.
Well, Meyer...
Yes, give me a hug, buddy.
Well, no, it's eating through. Well,
it gets speed 2?
Oh, yeah, it gets speed 2.
Oh, just
yeah, checking. Give me a hug so I can
I'm just checking.
Put my leg on
try
it.
Try to decide whether or not
it.
The other acid eats through Meyer each round.
Oh.
It eats through speed.
Yeah, I would
round.
Say each round.
Yeah.
If it eats through each round, he doesn't have a speed too.
So. I know, yes, yeah, so that's, yeah. So, Meyer is in the way, so it is just going to give Meyer a hug and try to use him as a shield.
That's good.
Oh, he has speed.
So, you get a fray check, Meyer.
Okay.
Full fray.
That's good.
As he's looking at it, like, my leg! My freaking leg!
I got a 6.
All right, it got 28.
That's better.
yes, it is.
Go for
it. So, it rolls for damage.
I'm giving Meyer a much nicer hug than the bug is giving.
Hey, can my knee be touching it? My leg be touching it?
Yeah.
You're going to pee on it?
I'm sure it's important to it.
I'm putting its acid on it.
I'm pretty sure that it's fine with the acid that it produces and spits out of its own mouth.
What if it's not me? Its skin, is it? Maybe it's
how much kinetic armor do you have left, Meyer?
I have 4.
All right, so you take 20 damage.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, immune to their own
then
venom.
Again, I guess if we spit up stomach
that's
acid
a wound.
And it landed
as
on our leg,
that's
over a wound.
Two of its blade arms pierce both your sides.
Okay, well, wait, and what's a wound?
Yeah, what's your wound threshold?
Seven.
So that's 2 wounds. So give me a
21 would be 3 wounds.
Yes.
Meyer takes 2 wounds before he takes 2 wounds and then he takes 2
20.
More. What?
20 damage?
Yes, 20 damage.
Good. I have no more kinetic. No more kinetic.
No. The armor is still there.
Oh, that's good.
The acid's going to eat through it next turn.
Like Orion doesn't have a chair anymore.
He doesn't need one.
I think you have to make will times
3
to not pass out.
That's good. Hey, come on.
You see what happened? Gavin kills one thing, gets all froggy, and starts 60 jumping.
60 out of 60.
All right, so you don't...
relax.
Oh, wait,
what's wrong?
Well, Ryan was just going to sit on my feet. I'm pretty sure it would have been unpleasant.
For both of you.
It's
mostly for me.
Yeah, it's sometimes 3, sorry.
And so I didn't pass like that.
Ryan's Gavin here just learned himself an important lesson. Leave the badass into the badasses.
I would too, Meyer.
He put himself in as B.
Yeah.
And it worked really well.
That's right.
It worked exceptionally well.
Sorry.
He had an exceptionally good plan to be B.
Meyer, I passed out at 18.
Yeah.
This is so far, all of the people who have tried
you're
to be bait have done a very good job.
Yeah. That's right.
All
right,
so...
You need bait for something.
Will, you're at speed 2.
Sure. Like
it's got a big Meyer shield in front of it now.
Okay.
Shoot through it.
Shoot through Meyer.
We'll just rip out his
now,
be,
shoot the hostage.
Guy, Damien's the one that would shoot through.
I mean, it's holding Meyer in front of its face and other vital parts and holding it pretty close. So you could hit, but the hit's going to be at minus 20.
Room for the aliens. And you, hey. Little white girl, walk with some
at least I'll get your respect for being badass.
Hesitated.
He's not snarling.
He's sneezing.
Hey, I didn't see anyone else try to
well,
decide to walk
on
right
line,
up to it.
Right?
Yes.
Punch it
with big blade arms. And
I only have your name.
There, whoa. There's lesson 2 Gavin learned today. There's a fine line between bravery and stupidity.
I would gladly have gone in there and shoved a grenade down its throat, but it's in our ship. If it was in anybody else's ship, I would have no problems with
I am currently...
I had no
watching out for anyone else who might be coming at us. Because there's still 17 or 15 or so left.
My,
so
my another, plan was, let them blow our ship up, too.
There we can buy
we'll
weapons.
We'll just leave with proxy steel.
That way that
he's got a pretty good
ship. Anybody else around.
I thought his ship was kind of like small. We couldn't
fit on
his
ship. You're going to shoot me.
I'm not going to shoot you.
But we just got it. It's brand new.
I'm the nice guy, and I'm not going to kill my own team.
Come back.
Well, we would have got an even newer one when we replaced it.
But I
got
it.
But I'm not that dark.
Hey, it should blast.
I override his computer.
We probably shouldn't have named it. That's the problem. Next, Sheila doesn't get a name.
That's your mistake. You give them names and they get attacked.
As long as I'm alive.
And this one listens to me really
right.
Well.
Plus I have minishings.
Alright. So what we need is we need someone to put one of those high velocity things.
Well, here's how it is, Will. You have a healing vat on your ship. So, so long as you get at least
vat?
Meyer's head.
No, it's a new one.
Yeah, we can
regrow him.
It came. It came standard. With the, you know, yeah.
That's. I mean, yeah, that'll take a healing vat is much quicker.
Yeah.
As long as we can, you heard him. As long as we can recover the head.
Yes. You need at least the head to regrow him.
Is there only one healing vat?
Yes.
Yes.
Why do you keep blinking?
Because my eyes twitch.
Will, just go for it.
It's minus 20 to shoot around him.
Yeah. I don't want to
shoot
him.
Through me.
I could also execute him.
As long as we have his head, he's not dead.
Yeah.
He just gave you permission.
I could jump on this thing.
Here's the gamble. We don't have our healing bag yet right now either.
I will also tell you, it has more than two blade legs.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, Meyer.
Go for it.
I don't see any other options.
You thought that this was the only creature that had more than two blade legs?
It's a centipede. They have like thousands.
This one's a millipede. It has a million legs.
Oh, okay.
Thousand. Miller is thousand.
Okay.
Okay,
this is a million feet.
All right, so minus 20. Below for damage.
Right, fatality pun was better.
Hey, it's all
right. So what's your total penalties? Minus 20?
I enjoyed both.
Chris, you're a computer science
so 40.
How do you not
hit?
Know that?
And then
SI
plus
prefixes.
30. So you're minus 10.
You're minus 10 to hit. Anything?
Oh. I guess
he slept in
because
that class.
I learned millipede as million before I learned milla was thousand,
minus
and I just 10. Never corrected myself.
Or are you going to use
and he also
the full
drank a lot
for damage and fire at minus
what?
40?
Who drank a lot in college?
I drink a lot now.
Yeah, no, I still do minus.
In fact, I think that's the only thing I do on a regular basis.
Out of game is for. Oh, I'm sorry, in game out of character. The issue we have, is that. We've not seen one this size before.
No.
This is a big hunk and
hey, yeah, Alex.
We forced an evolution on him, I think, by trying to flush him out of the ship.
Maybe.
Here's a brain.
Or it could be a queen.
Using the full damage to hit
who laid eggs
damage?
In our ship.
The full auto.
That's why.
To hit.
Destroy
to hit.
The ship.
Yeah, to hit.
We should have just
right,
programmed
so
it to rations of the days.
So it's minus 10.
We would have lost our healing there.
We didn't need it. Meyer wouldn't have got himself stabbed if he never went in.
Yeah.
And I missed.
I did. I was.
You
God
suck.
Damn it anyway.
What'd you roll?
That's 69.
I said
all
not.
Right, well, you don't hit Meyer.
God.
Right.
Damn.
It wasn't critical.
Ryan?
These are why we can't have nice things.
All right. I'm going to go for.
Oh, wait. Don't you take a penalty for bumping a narrow chem up to 3 before?
It lasts for a half hour. So as long as.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
As long as it's.
Yeah, you're within that.
All right.
Then he will. Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna go.
I suck, Meyer. Thank you.
I'm gonna go for.
No, just you're the hurt guy.
Improving my confidence.
I'm gonna go one to hit, one for damage.
A son of a bitch.
And go full auto.
Well, you said you suck.
I have one more full auto burst in each gun before I have to reload.
All right,
let's do
that. You killed my wife.
Let's do the one to hit first.
Sorry.
Okay, one to hit. I'm still at plus 10 because I'm point blank.
Well, no, it's minus 20 because Meyer's
taking this game very seriously.
All right. So
unless you want to just shoot through Meyer.
Yes.
Well, I thought that was the plan was just
shoot
to shoot
through
Meyer.
Well, no. If you want, you could. I mean, there are parts sticking out that you could shoot around. That's the minus 20.
Lucas,
if you want to just shoot through Meyer.
Well, I don't want to. Meyer's got armor, and I'll just aim for the parts that are sticking out.
Aim for the shiny
so
parts.
That's minus 20.
Okay, so it's minus 20 plus 30.
To my plus 10.
It negates the point blank.
Okay.
Right.
So it's just minus 20 plus 30, so you're at plus 10.
Okay. Which means I'm at base because I'm at minus 10. For my trauma. 47 out of 70.
All right.
There
hit
we
him.
Go.
Yeah.
And the other one is to use damage. So that's at 50.
Yeah. There
you go. And that one's at 41 out of 50.
That's the stuff,
that
Ryan.
That one hits as well.
Okay.
Killify him.
Let's see.
Bless it with bullets.
You're until someone wakes you up or you heal.
Okay.
I mean, it's been like 3 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
3 whole seconds?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whole stroping?
You can do a lot of stuff in 3 seconds.
How much am I peeing on him right now?
What's the damage on a regular round? It's 2d10 plus 5.
Regular round
2d10.
I'm just pissing everywhere.
A regular round. Pistol round.
Yeah.
What kind of
pistol? Pissing and shitting.
Light rail.
Oh, yeah.
2d10
plus
2.
Oh, plus
2. 2d10 plus 2. Okay, so I've got 3d10. I've got 2d10 plus 2.
Yeah.
And 5d10 plus 2.
Crying.
Okay.
2d10.
Puking. And crying.
Bleeding.
14 plus 2. 16 for the one gun.
Oh, right. And your giant hole.
And
your giant stab wound.
11.
Bleeding.
Yeah. It's almost all like 17.
20.
20
plus 2.
You're coming on the 2.
So that's all together. Sorry.
That's impressive.
Just 20. So that's
17 with the first one.
17 was the first. So it's 37 with a minus 2 AP altogether.
37.
All right. Yeah, you kill it.
I go with just like 37 dicks.
It screams louder than any of the others. Derek, as Ryan fires it, you see two more come running down the hall towards you.
Okay.
And as you hear that thing scream in deathly agony, the others start screaming as well.
Oh, I'm guessing queen.
I'm glad it was the queen. Took me
All right, well.
Then a second later, they just...
Oh, so we could have just blown up that goddamn ship.
I'm like...
Recommending that.
I wrench Meyer out of this thing's blade arms.
All right.
Well, and then I give it a get off my plane.
All right. Well, Meyer, you take. You take another 7 damage.
Okay, I'm still alive.
From the acid.
Yeah.
How quick do you get? Give me a perception check. Meyer, Ryan, and Will.
Yeah, it wouldn't really be me.
Nope.
44 out of 50.
What did you say, Warner?
No, just Ryan and Will.
I crit succeeded.
22 out of 30.
They both crit.
Both did, all right. You both hear the and smell something burning. Looked at it, Meyer's leg, and noticed the big sizzling patch of acid that has started eating into his skin.
We cut off his leg.
Put him in a bathtub.
It'll grow back.
But that's another few seconds.
Can I flush the wound with something, or...
My legs
pee on it!
Pee on it!
Pee on it.
It's
like a sea urchin sting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's there's not much left.
We'll just pee on it out of respect.
Can I just shove him in the healing vat? Well, that...
I mean, it's still acid. It's just going to be through with...
Cut off my leg!
Right. Well, Meyer, you take another 10 damage.
I'm dead.
Well, that's your durability rating.
Oh, okay.
I'm dead.
You already passed out.
Yeah. No. It just means that the durability is your body is too damaged to function.
Okay.
The DR is your death rating.
Okay.
That's when you die.
Oh, okay. I'm alive.
Quick thinking, Alex. I'm going to cut off his leg.
All right. Well, the acid stopped.
Oh. All right, so then I'm going to shove him in the healing vat.
Okay, never. There's lots of blood and...
What?
Yeah.
Doc, flap yourself over here. We got a wounded man.
What happened? What did Amir do?
Good guess, but wrong.
One shot, wonder Gavin.
Get him into the chamber immediately. He can't handle that sort of pain. Gavin, Meyer, you're just like,
Gavin picked the wrong
shot
sherry.
Hero.
Dig him, assistant.
Did I get it?
I look down.
Did I win the teddy bear?
I look down at Gavin and I go, you got it.
Nice. Ryan, as you push him into the healing vat, you get the unmistakable scent of cooking flesh.
Before we put Gavin into the healing vat, I'm going to give him some nice like opiate painkillers, some nice
thanks.
Like,
why
space painkillers?
It's not where he's going. That's
is there some way to scan?
Yeah, but I want to give
like
him some pleasant dreams.
The biosignature of this thing and see if the ship can scan if anything
okay.
else
exists.
Thanks.
You give. I mean,
maybe,
he's unconscious. Mean,
yeah.
He's not feeling pain.
Right, I know, but. Now in his mind, at least, he can have...
Probably not.
Pleasant dreams.
Any of the things we have on us.
Okay. You give him morphine.
Some space morphine.
You give him space morphine.
Doesn't Meyer have to make an addiction check now?
Yeah.
Not if appropriately applied by... Like,
yeah, well, okay, so give me a medicine check.
By a physician?
Even people that get
applied,
I don't think you
it's
get addicted 10. To morphine after one dose.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Not if it's applied by a doctor effectively. I got 10 out of 7.
So you shove Meyer into a healing vat. What are you going to do with this thing's body?
We should keep it.
Toss it out the
airlock. Ask Steel.
Yeah, leave it on the asteroid for the cleanup team.
Yeah, they can figure it out.
That's their problem now.
give me a hand with this thing.
You should tag it.
There's no gravity. You just
this
kinda,
is where I'm at a quandary because
you should leave it a note. This was
Derek.
We think
wants to know about these things. Dalton could give a shit.
Even though it's like, this might have been the queen.
Dalton had suggested bioscanning it, making sure there's none left on our ship, like, not if we can do that.
Give me an interfacing check.
Yeah, 32 out of 65.
Nope, you're clean.
Good.
Okay, say, remember I wanted to take over those ships?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we gotta break those.
So, how'd that go? Because I was doing that while they were screaming and fighting, because I don't give a shit about anyone else.
What are you trying to accomplish?
I'm thinking I'm going to take control of one of the ships and have it crash into the other one, so they're both broken.
Okay, so that's InfoSec to try to break in.
Oh, hey, right. He's an InfoSec guy.
Yeah.
He's the perfect guy for the
22.
All right. Yeah, you take over the shuttle. It's not very, they don't really expect anyone to steal them. It's not very
I'm stealing it.
All right, and you're setting the autopilot to fly it into the other one?
That's right.
Should we give me interfacing?
Okay.
Meanwhile, there's an explosion in space.
My interfacing's only
35.
Only
space. All
so that's good. Why would he? Oh, there. All right. Yeah. Are you going to warn anyone?
Yeah,
to this?
I will.
All of a sudden, we all see one of the
shuttles
leaving.
I took care.
What the? It's coming back. Oh my god!
I said I took care of them.
All right. You got one of the ships. They're both taken care of.
That was a great takeoff.
All right, mission accomplished.
Stuck the landing. All right, so you all, what's left of you, pile back into Sheila 2.
Can I? I'm gonna root through.
Isn't it Sheila 3?
No,
it's Sheila 2.
I'm gonna root through whatever left of the guy on the ship.
Okay. I thought we left that
for,
off the
implants and whatnot.
There's nothing left of him. He kind of exploded.
Well, then presumably,
remember how I was explaining things can't exist on vacuum?
Not on the ship.
That's what happened to him.
Me and Ryan got rid of the body.
This other thing could exist in a vacuum.
Yeah, it's probably man parts.
I mean, there's nothing. There's just your standard. You know,
they were just miners. I mean, like they didn't have anything.
Yeah, still, I'll take them.
What? Actually, like you're gonna grab his stack and his I mean, the portable implants are nothing. You're not going to be able to get money for them. They're
right. Would the stack even exist at this point? I mean,
well, it's diamond coated, so
yes.
It's designed
to the meat suit when it went out the airlock.
There was no pressure left by then.
Right.
There was nothing to suck it at the airlock.
I get that. I'm just saying, like, because the ship had to fly to us.
Well, it closed the doors.
Well, I was hoping.
And there would still be no.
Yeah,
you know, friction.
Yeah, I'm gonna have put Sheila 2's safety protocols back on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And oxygen. Sheila
so they sent the queen out on our ship while we were on the asteroid.
Yes,
actually, pretty smart.
How?
Yeah, I think so too. This way, if they fucked up and we killed all of them,
well,
the queen
obviously it's someone who had some power over the other ones.
Oh, no, that was the queen. Well, let's finish up.
Okay.
The queen.
I was going to say, let's you bioscanned it? You bioscanned the ship?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, let's...
we're clean.
I guess we're clean then, okay. No, as long as we're not carrying anything.
No. It would tell us if there was anything on the ship that was alien.
Yeah.
No, especially something that hasn't been discovered. It would know,
right.
Hey, I don't recognize this.
Right.
You know.
All right, so Gavin is floating in some green goo.
Oh, yeah, having wonderful dreams.
Yes.
Dreaming of...
I wish I was floating in some green
goo.
Of an elite stock sandwich. Green goo. So are you going to fly?
Me and Ed are sitting on the couch
I'm
like...
perfectly fine.
Well, you're not sitting on
I got shot
no
twice,
crap.
But the bullets bounced floating. Off my armor. No.
I got a little stressed at seeing some creepy crawlies, but
yeah,
I'm fine beyond that.
I messaged Proxy Steel. right?
Yeah, so you guys are going to go back to Prosecutor.
Yeah, we'll
hey, buddy, I got your key.
Very good. Bring it over. He's like 2 minutes away. You know, he's not very far away.
All right, so
he
we'll
contact contacted the cleaning crew. They're on their way.
Fantastic.
We bio-scanned our ship. We're not carrying any of them. None of us are infected. We're all clean. We should bio-scan him, though.
Who?
Proxy.
He's a robot.
Right.
Yeah,
and true. He never left his ship.
I know, I'm just saying, in case they kind of came to him.
I never did.
You can scan him with Sheila when you get there.
Okay. Well, scan his ship. Yeah, you know, whatever. I'm just barking out shit.
You guys dock.
No, it's fine.
Scan everything. Just scan it all.
I'm paranoid.
I think Gavin.
You're not paranoid. Who's paranoid? Someone's paranoid.
I'm paranoid. The one that slept in his full suit of armor.
That's the paranoid one.
What? No, your trauma's not gone, Will. It's been like 5 minutes.
No one heals faster than Amir. Are you kidding me? Come on.
All right. So are you going to give Proxy Steel the key?
What are you doing, man? That's Amir.
Yeah, that was the whole point of us doing this. Yeah. So,
all right,
that makes us regret it immediately. But yes.
No, I
am not Proxy Steel.
Don't you know every time you insert a key in a game, enemies show up?
You gave him the key.
No. I'm just picturing he plugs the key in and then he does the Atlas turning into Frank Hunt.
Let me just turn this.
He just off. Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah, so he plugs the key in, and then the console really lights up, and all the servers banking the ship just come alive, and a little port opens, and he sticks his finger in, where he actually, his wrist lifts up, and a jack pops out.
I was hoping it was all RoboCopy, where he just
No, he's a robot. Well, it's kind of, but it's, you know, it's like his hand flaps up,
okay.
And where his wrist was.
I'll accept that.
A big drive pops, and he plugs it in.
Hey, Frankie!
And then he just stands there. And then... About a minute later, after him just standing, not doing anything...
His eyes turn red, and he turns to us, well, he pulls out a gun. Right.
The vision of Proxy Steel pops up in Eurentropics as a sort of hologram.
Not me.
Oh, that is so much better. Thank you. You had no idea what that was like. Good work, team.
And Gavin.
Hey, we kept everything intact partially this time.
Except my arm.
Well, except yourselves, but meat bodies are easy to fix.
And we didn't blow up an asteroid, although we really wanted to.
I keep telling you, that's because there's no nuclear weapons involved. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
There was a reactor.
Crew will take care of
it. No one's talking about the adventure of Gavin. Good grief. That was a hero.
Gavin killed one. We're so proud of him.
Is Gavin alive?
Barely.
Yeah. Mostly.
That's good.
He was also a good bait.
Yes, I would imagine he would be.
Not as good as Amir, though.
Not as good a bait as Amir.
Amir wasn't bait. He was just a punching bag. They just kind of went in on
him.
Their own.
Yeah. They lacked them some Amir.
You think Gavin would be good bait.
The hell he has a loud mouth.
I thought Steel was my
entire time I killed the one.
As for the mission critical information that you were retrieving for me, I have it now, thanks to being fully restored. It seems as though we've been getting some odd comm traffic. We've managed to piggyback on a few and find some Prometheus Syndicate signals. They've changed them since, but we managed to pick up some keywords that I was deciphering. It seems that they have some sort of operation running on the Zurbany facility here in the belt.
Oh, Christ, I've heard of that.
Yes, it's an interesting place. Seems the facility went dark during the fall, and when it came back up, they just started declining any help. No ships have been able to get nearby, because anything that gets within a kilometer or two is blasted out of space by the new and improved defense systems on the station, so there is nothing left that is bigger than 6 kilograms and is emitting no radio frequency.
This sounds like a story a bunch of my friends told me a little while ago.
That's the station they call Zombieland, isn't it?
Yes, it is sort of a fairy tale out here in the belt. Anyway, from the comm chatter that we picked up, it seems that the Prometheus Syndicate has either taken over or infiltrated the facility, and there's something about a Farcaster. The reason this is important is because I also picked up comm chatter saying that whatever is in the facility is of great importance to a man named Charlemagne, who we believe is the leader of the Prometheus Syndicate. It's possible that there could be clues to the Charlemagne's identity there, which means this is of the utmost importance to us, because we need to chop the head off this snake.
So tempted.
What? So, it's up to you to infiltrate the facility somehow and find out what's going on there.
What's the timetable on this proxy? Because we should probably regroup and rearm.
Well, yes, we can definitely handle that first. We can't be sending in a one-winged bird.
I think we should just be taking Gavin, Amir, and
Burned.
King Crunchy.
And Amir looks like he's been used as a pincushion.
God damn it, Chris.
Yeah.
That wasn't Chris, that was James.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Don't Chris burp. Isn't Chris isn't even there.
God damn it, Chris.
What happens when you jump over here?
I mean, damn it, Chris, how could you do that?
Damn you, Chris.
The side is till centipede waiting for you.
So yes, we'll regroup and recover before we set out. I don't know what the timetable is. We're not even sure what's there.
All right.
But the sooner the better. Did you find anything out about where these creatures on that station came from?
Nope.
Well, Elise ran a security sweep. Seems they came from down in the mines, you said?
It looks like they were digging and they found something they shouldn't have.
Could be some sort of xenomorph was hiding in the mines waiting.
Well, ran a few scans on it. Nothing recognized it. It's definitely new.
Yes, well, that generally happens with alien biology.
Well, you probably have a lot better reference resources than we did, Proxy. Do you want to cross-reference his bioscan?
I'll take a look at it, see if I can dig anything up. You will set a course for Mars so you can all start getting some supplies and some proper medical attention.
Hey!
Like you said, proper medical attention.
Take the shield of two. I'll follow and keep a far orbit.
All right,
and we will end there.
I need some new clothes. Hooray!
Yes, Gavin needs some new clothes. Gavin needs some new threads.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of buying some Nurikem.
Yes, well, we'll be able to spend.
I'm going
to
spend
rest
a lot
points
of money.
Next game. So. 4 for everybody.
Yay!
And then
45.
You get to nominate. So everyone gets one nomination. Start
everybody
with
gets one.
Everybody gets one. Tell them, Peter.
Apparently, everybody gets one.
Will, who would you nominate?
I'm going to nominate.
Mommy!
Tough decision this game.
Who fixed you up, Will?
Oh, wow. You that's how it's going to be?
Okay. Guilt machine.
Yeah,
I see.
I kind of... No, that was the thing. It was between, actually, Ed and between Chris.
Thanks,
Ed. You're walking home now, asshole. But I'm gonna give it a Doc Skelax for bringing me down a little
bit. Wow, is that how this works?
Wow.
Okay. Let's remember who killed half of the people that didn't kill you.
I'm gonna give mine to Gavin because he let us shoot him.
All right, Chris.
I was going to give mine to Will because he blew that one guy's head off in that one badass move.
Yeah.
But really, Derek deserves it more, and Will just slighted me, so Derek's getting it. All right.
Vindictive rest point.
I'm not proud.
James?
I'm giving mine to Derek for being an all-around gunslinger. Hey. It's amazing. He takes these dangs down left and right.
Dangs.
I'm giving mine to Meyer.
Yeah.
Ed?
I'm going to give mine to Will for taking all those hits.
Okay. For us. And Meyer?
I'm giving it to Ryan for killing that thing that almost killed me.
All right, so that brings an end
you
to
guys,
self-discovery.
You your own shit.
All right, that's really part 2.5.
That's right.
We made two games of four. But that's okay. Just more entertainment for the masses.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll be back next time, and you'll get to infiltrate the Zerbany facility.
Oh, joy.
More witty banter. That's definitely...
Oh, of course.
Does that mean my dirty guy with crab?
That's right.
Didn't we do that once?
We've done that once already.
Three other characters.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Take care.